InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Here's my note to my family and shit. Wow, some English writing. Wow. Hope you can read that. Da ha ha ha. Yeah. Oh, peace, love, unity, and guns.
Robert Robin Westman. We exclusively broke the news because of Kyle Serafin, with all his amazing law enforcement contacts, that it was a trans Satanist shooter, man to woman. And the corporate media went into absolute overdrive to cover it up. We have an example we caught him red-handed doing. We went and found his house just a few minutes from where he lived with his mommy, a few minutes away from the school where she'd worked. And there was a Black Lives Matter sign in the yard when we looked at Google Street View yesterday. Today, we went back and they blurred it out. That's the level of manipulation and control, and I guarantee you that was Google AI. Example. Turns out Google, Alphabet, YouTube are going into people's videos and not telling them and having AI augment and manipulate and edit them at a subliminal level, but only with computer programmers looking at it were they able to discover it. This is what we're talking about. Total information control. Not just surveilling everything you do, but manipulating everything. So this demon wrote all over these guns how he was going to take out children. He had his own little rock band with songs praising school shooters. And this was going on for years. And, oh, just like almost every other mass shooter that fits this profile, from the Aurora Batman shooter to Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook, the list goes on and on. Daddy worked high level with the top CIA, NSA contractor, and the oldest company in geospatial systems. Isn't that interesting? And his idol was Adam Lanza, you know, the guy that shot the children. So yesterday we went there. We got to need to go back to the live shows. We didn't print it then, but we showed it. And it said Black Lives Matter. Today it's blurred out. So imagine the level of control. Instantly, even the New York Post, our supposed conservative friend, was like, oh, he was into death. He was hateful. And in his manifesto, he just said that the transitioning ruined his life, ruined his body, and that now he was going to kill to make innocents pay. It's a formula. Almost every mass shooter that wasn't gang-related, in fact, all of them, Jesse Waters did a good breakdown, excellent breakdown last time to play coming up. Almost every one of them, if not every, has been a trans. This is a MI6 CIA mind control program. We now have huge trans serial killer groups all over Europe, the U.S., and Canada. And they murder children and Christians and straight couples. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Every mass shooter that was not gang related, going back to Columbine, were devil worshipers who wore all black. And in the last 5 years or so, every mass school shooter has been a Satanist who's also trans. One was a female to male. All the rest are male to female. But we're told that the number one crime in America, and you see it quoted by Democrat politicians still, is white supremacy and whites killing blacks and Asians. If you actually look at the statistics, it's in the dozens a year that whites kill of Asians. And in the hundreds of blacks. And out of 350 million people, I mean, it is ultra rare. But it doesn't matter. You've heard CNN. There's an epidemic of white on Asian crime. The white people. So sometimes people ask me on X or wherever, like, hey, why are you showing all these crime statistics that it's 10 to 1, 15 to 1, depending on the area, black on white, trying to be mean to black people? I'm like, no, I get to hear constantly that I am this vicious predator running around murdering everybody because I'm white, and it's not true. And 99% of blacks aren't running around murdering people either. It's that tiny little piece that commits a lot of crime. But the black males have nothing. Nothing on the trans killers who are almost all white. They are statistically the most violent group, period, in the Western world. And there's a cover-up of that. Just like there's a cover-up of black-on-white crime. Why? Because the social engineers want to break down society, and these are groups through the gangster rap and through the culture and through these other mind control programs that the CIA created gangster rap and funded it. That's been declassified. They created the crack cocaine recipe and rolled it out. That's come out and partially declassified. So if you thought gangster rap of the 80s and 90s gave us a nice crime wave and really screwed up the black community, that was a scourge for everybody else as well. Well, they moved on to this. The Trantifa. The far-left trans movement spreading across the U.S. Well, if you go to any leftist rally at a Tesla dealership or at a Trump tower or you try to go to a Trump event, they'll be there. And they'll have Black Lives Matter signs, and there'll be 1,000 people, and 90% are white. Most of them are old ladies. But of the men that are there, you know, you'll see out of 1,000 people, maybe 100 trannies. Wearing black, you can't even really tell they think they're women, but they'll have the flags or patches on, huge black circles around their eyes, and just wandering around foaming at the mouth. And a lot of times, you show up at these events, and they're carrying assault rifles. show, they are on Adderall, they are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, they are on it all. So the first thing I want to play before we go through all this, because this is a lot bigger than the 20 people he shot and the two dead children. That's terrible, and our heart goes out to him. But the media is focusing on the carnage. If you want to stop the ongoing carnage that's festering and growing, then you have to understand what's behind it. Now, in 2013, I got invited on Piers Morgan and cleaned the floor with him. And this was months after Sandy Hook. And you notice I'm not on that interview saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm trying to tell him Adam Lanza was on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. His mother, like the shooting in Minnesota yesterday, worked at the school. She bought the gun legally, gave it to him. He reportedly killed her. And he'd been visited by U.S. intelligence agencies for his hacking abilities, reportedly the CIA. And then daddy was a contractor. Look at Crooks in Pennsylvania with the attempted assassination of Trump. Both parents, behavioral psychologists in a particular science field dealing with neural interfaces. Oh, the Batman shooter's dad was the head of the DARPA-NASA brain-machine interface or mind control system. And he told the Denver Post, I am under mind control. I've been in a government project. I've been set up. I've been drugged up. I didn't do it. And the witnesses said they saw multiple shooters. And they got shot during the movie while there was a scene of people being shot in the movie. The globalists love to tell you what they're up to. And that's why they attack me and demonize me, because they don't want me pointing these things out. When these events happen, they want narrative control. Well, guess what? You didn't get your narrative control yesterday, did you? Because from our deeply embedded FBI sources via Carl Serafin, we had it first and forced it out, so it was impossible to cover it up like all these other trans attacks that are intensifying, and I have a giant stack of them here that haven't even gotten any attention except in regional news. Border Patrol agents getting killed. Police officers getting killed. Families. They'll go and befriend some old people. Go home, rob them, kill them, steal everything they got. It's the same in the UK, the same in Europe. These are psychotic demons. We've got the Zizian group tied to killing a Border Patrol agent and many others. That was, of course, broken by sleuths on X a year ago. So the globalists have and they had the leftist groups come out and say, how dare these journalists on X say there's serial killer cults, and then continually they've been proven right. Always the power structure protecting, scrubbing, hiding. Oh, look, if you do a street view of the killer's house in Minnesota down the street from the school, there's a Black Lives Matter sign. Hurry, blot it out. So they can sell the lie that conservative, straight, white males are the most deadly criminals in the world and are committing the majority of crime. But when it is actually crazy, brainwashed, young white males that think they're women, whose daddies always seem to work for the CIA, and whose mommies always seem to work at the school, well, we got this big scrubbing operation going on. I don't know. Somebody doesn't want us to look into this. So, here's an excerpt of myself on Piers Morgan, and now here's RFK Jr. yesterday, very politely saying to the host, yes, A lot of these drugs, these people that are transitioning on, cause suicidal ideations, killing, mass murder, homicidal behavior, megalomania. And the hosts are like, we didn't know that. Well, did you know that in the trials of Prozac, the first SSRI that you notice comes on the scene and then these mass shootings start, now over 20% of the public's on it, that they had to put on the label and on all SSR labels that it causes a massive increase in this because it puts you into a dream state. It's in a hallucinogen class. It's a mind control drug. And then you give certain stimuli to certain demographics of people, you're going to get an explosion. Kind of like, here's the ingredients of how to make cocaine 30, 40 times stronger with even less, and then fuel it into the black community around the country. Gee, what do you think that's going to do while you have MTV and the CIA on record going to all the major black rappers? A bunch of them have gone public. It's been declassified. But they were telling me this back in the 90s. Professor Griff, all of them. They refused. They would come to them and say, we'll make you number one, or we'll keep you number one, but you got to push this culture of killing each other. And most of them took the money and did it. And then you saw total hell unfold. I mean, I grew up in Dallas in the 80s, and there were some days 15 murders a day. The crime wave was insane. Houses, carjackings being broken. I mean, it was just terrible. And it wasn't just poor black folks getting hurt. I knew a bunch of white people, like the quarterback, great guy, a friend of mine, turned into like a crackhead on the street. I knew cheerleader friends of mine turned into crack whores. Thank you, CIA. Thank you. So that's the reality they don't want you to know. So let's go ahead and roll this clip.
The U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
And we're still trying to get a lot of answers to a ton of questions. But the one thing is clear, you are dealing with a person who's trans that was transitioning. Are you going to be examining at all some of the drugs that are used in order to make that transition happening to see if it plays a role? Because we also know there was a trans shooter in the Tennessee situation.
Yeah, we are doing those kind of studies now at NIH. We're launching studies on the potential contribution of some of the SSRI drugs and some of the other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. You know, many of them on there had black box warnings that warn of suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. So we can't exclude those as a culprit, and those are the kind of studies that we're doing.
So I've never seen that medicine, but you're saying that if you get it, some of the side effects could be homicide, suicide?
Well, there are black box warnings on some of these psychiatric drugs that warn about in their clinical trials that they saw suicidal and homicidal ideation.
Flashback.
You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know, the number one, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, gotta cut that off, don't you?
No,
don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud. You've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot-em-up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce.
Alex.
Because there's criminals,
Alex.
I don't lose my rights.
All right, this has been known since before they were authorized, just like they knew that Gila Monster venom that is Ozempic and all the rest of it attacks your heart and your brain and your whole body. And they still rolled it out, didn't they? That's what it is. Synthetic Gila monster venom. I want you to look into that. I tell people that they think I'm lying still. This has been known since they rolled it out. So that's the reality. And every time you hear about a mother that puts her kids in a car and drives them into a lake or drowns their six-month-old and their two-year-old in a bathtub, you see it all the time. Later it comes out in court, they were on a bunch of this stuff. This stuff was extremely rare until they started giving people mass murder suicide pills. That's what they are. Mass murder suicide pills. You'll see it all the time. Man with no criminal record walks into Walmart, shoots 9 people. I go, watch, he'll be on him. Boom, on him. And then they're like, I don't know, I don't remember. I just... And people drink on these things, and then it's... And then the media is hyping up mass shootings, hyping up school shootings. And so it becomes something in the back of their minds. So let's go to somebody who is informed. Thank God somebody knows about this on Fox. This is Jesse Waters, blows the lid off trans violence following deadly Catholic shooting. And I'm not tackling the other Fox host on that morning show, but they really don't know those drugs do that? I mean, it has a black label warning means it's a big one. It's not like in the literature. It's a big-ass warning on them. So, but we've got the tales of his dad and the intelligence agencies and all the MO, and I want to go over that and play some of this literal demon-possessed person. Yes, I'm going to kill. How many times have I told you? They're devil worshippers. It's not just the Tennessee shooter. It's all of them. All of them worship Satan. All of them say demons are telling them to kill kids. They're on mind control drugs. They wear all black. As soon as I heard that, a man with long hair in all black attacking a Catholic mass, who do you think it is? Satan? Maybe Satan? Maybe Satan's little helpers? And they have rage and hate for society because they're so unhappy, and they've been told you're unhappy because people don't worship you because your mommy thought it was cute to start transitioning you. Oh, yes, let's do that. And it's not just the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You give women a bunch of testosterone. You give men a bunch of estrogen. In all the studies, that'll make you become psychotic. Good Lord. You think women that have PMS go a little crazy for a few days every month? This is 100 times worse. Let's give huge dosages of testosterone to women. Let's give huge dosages of estrogen and other synthetic chemicals to men. And then they go bonkers. And then they're told, you're unhappy. It's a script because the Christians. Here's Jesse Waters telling the truth.
Suicidal transgender who hates Trump's Christians and Jews shoots up kids at a Catholic school. And the media wants to take away your handgun. So how are we supposed to protect ourselves from trans shooters? The media is bad at pattern recognition. We aren't. Just 2 years ago, another trans 20-something walked into a Christian school in Nashville with a rifle and shot 3 kids and 3 adults. They buried the manifesto and locked down the case. We've seen trans shootings in Colorado and in Maryland. They even shot up an ICE facility in Texas. And it seems like half of Antifa's trans. A couple of they-thems just got popped for firebombing Teslas. The mayor of Minneapolis says, you can't say that.
Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids.
I don't hate anyone who thinks they're trans. I feel sorry for them. But statistically, the trans population has been prone to violence. That's not villainizing, that's reality. And if you can't recognize reality, you're in danger. We love the American people, especially American children. And if they're troubled and believe they're somehow a girl trapped in a boy's body, we want to get them help. We don't want to give them hormones and operate on them. Society shouldn't be trying to produce more trans kids. We shouldn't be encouraging an emotional disorder or whatever this is. And doctors should stop profiting from it. Great Britain ended child sex change surgeries. They said it's barbaric, and they're right. And politicians should stop elevating the trans issue like it's the civil rights struggle of the 21st century. You see it all over Minneapolis.
Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for our trans community.
For being a safe haven for transgender individuals.
We have sued them for gender-affirming care. Yes, we are not going to scapegoat our transgender community.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them.
So when your 9-year-old tells you he's a horse, do you let him sleep out in the barn and eat hay? What are we doing here? Just a few years ago, the psychiatric community classified transgenderism as a mental illness. Then doctors went woke and removed it as a condition, and now millions of young Americans are identifying themselves as trans and getting high fives. When someone has an illness, we should treat it instead of affirm it. We don't celebrate schizophrenia. We don't encourage depression. Teenagers are confused. Sometimes these things are just a phase. And if they're not, all right, then a grown man can wear a dress. If he wants to do that in America, he has that right. We're a pretty darn tolerant society. But the left's weaponizing trans kids and turning them into culture warriors. And they've been turned loose against the church, schools, and Trump. You see it, I see it. The trans clan has a militant wing, and it's out for blood. They're taking lives, defiling churches, and freaking everybody out. And some politicians are doing more to protect shooters like Westman than soft targets like schools. In 2023, private schools in Minnesota begged Governor Walz to fund more school safety. They told him it was an urgent and critical need. Minnesota had an $18 billion budget surplus, but the governor didn't do it. Instead, he turned Minnesota into a trans sanctuary, and his attorney general, Keith Ellison, sued Trump so they can keep castrating little boys. Tim Walz failed. Our leaders keep failing us. They failed us during COVID, on trade, on immigration. They say they care about kids, but they locked them down. And
all right, that's enough. We gotta go to break. At the end, he ruins it, just like Trump. They failed. They messed up. They didn't know. It's all on record, engineered, planned. The Great Reset, post-industrial world, collapse the family, collapse society. Remember what Governor Walz had to say. You know, he's friends with school shooters. He's also got people that work on his government that go around and do mass shootings and try to blame us. We're going to break. Stay with us.
Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Look, the NRA. Yeah, I sat in that office with those Sandy Hook parents. I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen it. Look, the NRA. Yeah, I sat in that office with those.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun. Loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian. Two-stepping outlaw free one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, so I actually participated in medicalizing young people for almost 5 years. And what I saw was that we were harming these kids. They were not getting better. Often their mental health was getting worse. We were tearing apart families. And we also have to recognize that gender ideology tears apart other facets of our social, of our society. It tears at sports and families and safety for women and safety for families and kids. And so the ideology as a whole, to me, just became something that I felt like I was participating in harming the exact same patients that my job was supposed to be to protect, to make them better. I was making them worse.
All right. Now we're going to get into what the CIA and MI6 and the Pritzkers running a lot of this and the whole Soros operation funding it don't want you to know. This is their planned main detonator force with the youth at public schools, private schools, even mainline Christian schools. They're getting huge government and corporate grants, BlackRock grants, to go in and secretly start brainwashing your children. Using behavioral modification, they create files. They don't tell the parents. They assess the parents on whether they're going to go along with it.
if they won't, they then brainwash the child to turn against their parents. They have passed laws all over the United States to take children away from parents that don't go along with it. You've seen many of the children taken. And, of course, when they've had these trans shooters increasingly killing children at churches and schools, the corporate media and the Biden DOJ fought like the devil to cover it up. But now the dam is broken. So we're going to get into their latest threats, mass celebration on Reddit, X, Facebook, on huge accounts, Antifa, trans, Satan accounts, commie accounts, praising the murder of these children and elderly parishioners at a Catholic mass while they were praying. Minneapolis trans Catholic school shooter wore satanic symbols, other mass shooters' names on guns. We've read the manifesto. It is a worship of Satan and mass murder and the destruction of civilization. This is a weapon system. I'm the first to tell you this decades ago. I've never hated people that felt like this, that did this. There are some people that do this that are nice. I don't hate them individually. I'm saying statistically, though, this is what it's designed to do. Just as the woman on Fox who was involved in this just confessed to. There's Adam Lanza, who killed the kids at Sandy Hook. Most people don't even know his name. I've been confronted countless times that I murdered the children, all because I exposed he reportedly worked for the CIA. But we'll be getting to that in a moment. Andy Ngo, who's a great journalist, been attacked many times viciously, had concrete smashed over his head and things like that by the Antifa. He's visited the studio before. We've gone out to dinner. Great guy. He's too timid to go on live, but he's got a lot of courage. And now they're everywhere on Reddit, you name it, calling for his murder because he simply posted examples of where they celebrated the trans Satan killer yesterday. It's on screen. This trans far leftist extremist is mocking the children in Minneapolis who were shot and killed during mass by a trans gunman. Trans leftist accounts all over social media are celebrating the shooting and killing of children in the Minneapolis church by trans gunmen. They believe it is revenge against Christianity and the Trump administration for not allowing transitioning children and defining sex as biological. They're coming for your children. In the Texas legislature, Louisiana legislature, I've shown you the clips, New York, they bang their fists and say, give us access to the children. I need it. We've got to groom them. We're going to get them. And, of course, pedophilia is all over this. This is Satan's army. Remember a few years ago, Target came out with a whole satanic trans line for kids. I couldn't believe it. We went down to the Target and they were selling it. And then I was in Omaha visiting my wife's family and there was a parade downtown and I looked and a whole bunch of them were wearing Satan shirts. I got photos of it. Today's killing of Christian children at a church in Minneapolis occurred in the context of a surge in far-left trans propaganda encouraging Trantifa and other leftists to take up arms to kill transphobes and fascists. Their targets, Christians and conservatives. I've been warning about this and reporting on it, this phenomenon for years, and I'm called a liar by the liberal media and targeted with death threats by the far left, and they're doing it again. And then they have the major publications in Eugene, Oregon, and Austin, Texas, and everywhere. Eugene Weekly, are you triggered? As the Trump administration attacks trans people, some queer folks are armed and ready to bash back. You have these members of Tim Walz's government and Congress. It was always a threat. This is Peggy Flanagan, Tim Walz's lieutenant governor. She cares about trans kids. She will be governor upon Walz's victory. This was back in the election. Protect trans kids with an army combat knife. Breaking, it's just been revealed that both of the trans-identified shooter parents signed off on changing his name from Robert to Robin when he was a minor. In this image, you see him on the right with his mother, Mary Grace Westman, second from the left before transitioning. A handsome young man, now dead. Imagine what he was like before all the brainwashing. But see, Daddy supported it too, and Daddy works for one of the most critical CIA NSA contractors. Trans left radicals are being encouraged every day to take up arms to legitimize their unfounded paranoia, sociopathy, and mental health comorbidities. Vengeance. Stop trans genocide, trans day of violence, because they kill themselves at the highest rate, claiming because we don't accept them. No, you're in the grips of a mind control operation. Here he is with his mommy before she signed off on his sterilization. Then he talks in the manifesto how horrible it was, how it ruined his body, how he lost his mind, but Satan was there loving him, waiting, ready to help. And Satan and the demons just kept saying, murder children. And for, I mean, it's like 40 minutes of it we've got that they pulled down because they don't want you to know.
Oh, I'm going to kill them all, Satan. Children. Oh, I love murder. Damn, kill the baby. The demons, they kill them. The demons, they kill them.
I mean, you want to hear it? He goes, right out of The Exorcist. But CNN and the New York Times, it's timely time to take the guns. Yeah, so the politicians that all have private armed security can defund the police too, and then none of us can defend ourselves from the trans devil army. Minneapolis school shooter Robin Westman confesses he was tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself. Oh, you didn't brainwash yourself. You got your mind wiped by hardcore chemicals and then put into a culture of death where they fed you the information and the message. And so you went into your final form, a satanic NPC biological robot killer. Major new details emerge regarding trans Minneapolis Catholic school shooter manifesto, including him revealing why he regretted transitioning. And now he was brainwashed to do it. But he still went to kill the Catholic conservatives that didn't tell him it was great. But mommy and daddy did. So the deep state's desperate attempt to conceal that identity of the trans mass shooter that we broke has failed. And that's one of the things the deep state, when they've tried to mediate and get me to sell out to them, has said, well, we want you to not talk about mass shootings when they happen. Just be quiet. And the Second Amendment. And what else? Well, a lot of stuff. You want to come work for us? No, thank you. I'll keep my soul. And, oh, you think you could just try to silence me now? Everybody that's got a brain is on to how the system works now. So, too late! Alex Jones, no longer needed. Except we did break it ourselves again with all the exclusive information because we're still tip of the spear. But people are right behind us. And that's real satisfaction. Because we can stop more children being killed and more of this evil unfolding. Deep State's epic fail in controlling the narrative surrounding the trans shooter in Minneapolis is a major victory for independent media. But how will they strike back as their cover-up collapses? Key reports, Infowars.com. You can read CNN, Minneapolis Vigil community comes together to mourn two children killed in school shooting and the call for change. And then you go to the call for change. You know what that's going to be. Time to ban all civilian ownership of guns. Yes, no calls to, these law firms, they don't ever sue the makers of Prozac and all the rest of it. No. No, they sue Remington and bankrupt it because the mom bought the gun legally. And they sue me, and leaders call for stronger gun control. Yes, of course. Democrats rush to call for gun control in wake of tragic Catholic school shooting by trans devil worshiper. And yes, it's safe to say I know the real thing when I see it and I hear it. the lights were on, but nobody was home. That was a demon. Mom of Minneapolis mass shooter Robert Westman worked at Catholic school where he opened fire, shooting 20 people, killing two children, and killing other adults. So now let's look at Daddy and Mommy. They don't want us looking at that. Google Street View, since yesterday, went and blurred out the Black Lives Matter sign in the front yard. They're really busy little beavers. Minneapolis trans killer of Christian children, Robin Westman, came from a very liberal family in Minnesota who fully affirmed his transition. His 18th birthday was celebrated by his father, James, and the trans colors in the family had. The court changed his legal identity when he was still a minor. The reason, identifies as female and wants her name to reflect that identification. And Daddy celebrated it. So proud of you. We love you. Because that's what you're told to do. Here's Jim Westman. Happy 18th birthday, Robin Westman. Public records show Westman's father, James Westman, owns a home in South Minneapolis, less than 1 mile away from where the shooting happened, the killing. Police are stationed outside the home, which was cordoned off with crime scene tape. Westman's mother answered the cell phone, crying, but told a Star Tribune reporter she did not know if her child was the shooter. Your daughter? Your son? That you offered up to Moloch, culturally, to be sterilized? James Westman, let's read about him. Very interesting. Senior application developer at ESRI. What is ESRI? Well, ESRI is the leading original geospatial satellite ground mapping GPS coordinate system for the Pentagon, Google, and everything else. He's been working there since 96, 29 years, 7 months, and at a whole bunch of other very interesting places. The GIS for defense and intelligence. Here's the company, the hands-down leader in all of it. ESRI is a global leader in geographic information systems, GIS software, and has various contracts with U.S. government agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the Department of Defense through GSA, schedules, enterprises, license agreements, ELAs, and direct task orders for software services and training. These contracts provide access to ESRI's mapping and analytics technology to support missions related to defense, intelligence, disaster response, and data sharing. ESRI on Wikipedia. Read all about it. Geo database, ESRI. And you can read all about Mommy being so proud of her new daughter. Here she is signing documents. 5 years ago, so that her little boy could start to take all the chemicals and become this new beautiful butterfly, this chalice for demonic forces, has now carried out its mission. He had a band called Boredom Boys. And you can read all about slaughtering children, Satan worship, going and murdering children, how wonderful it is. Total Boredom. Some of the songs. The School Shooter. Stupid Brain. In My Bunker. Don't Get Stabbed Tonight. Total Boredom are just some of the songs. And again, we looked at it yesterday, said Black Lives Matter in the yard. But now it's been blurred over conveniently. Interesting. Wonder what else is getting scrubbed away, so we can hear that he was a Trump supporter or something like that. And notice that it's Minnesota, where 5 days before the No Kings uprising plan, where they're going to get violent, Democrat leader said, because our constituents want blood, and want to force Trump to put troops on the streets so we can call him a dictator, the Podesta plan. I said they could also shoot up Democrat politicians and blame Trump. And when this guy went around that worked for Walls and shot two elected leaders, state senator, state house member, and their spouses, why within hours they said that he did it because he loved Trump and loved me. Wasn't that convenient? Then the letters came out and things that he actually was working for Walls to trigger a collapse in the government so Walls could play victim and win a Senate seat. Who knows what the truth is? That's just what the shooter said, that he was working with other people. And then they caught his wife and a bunch of other weirdos trying to get out of the state in a car full of guns, cash, and passports. I guess the plan didn't go quite like it was supposed to. Then they had top FBI Secret Service consultants do the behavioral analysis of these individuals that were within hours of it, saying, well, he loved Trump, he loved InfoWars. Yeah, sure he did. And they said it was the most disingenuous, deceptive crap they'd ever heard. And I'd said the same thing before they went public. I don't have a degree, and I'm an expert analyzing, and I can just sit there and go, well, this guy just said like 10 times he's not involved, and there's no other accomplices. And then he like, well, let me tell you, yeah, he really liked Trump and Alex Jones, InfoWars, yeah. I like him too. Little damage control going on there. I didn't just say look for mass shootings and Democrat politicians to be blamed on Trump supporters and Trump. I said I bet they blamed Trump and me within hours. And I'm sure this guy's telling the truth. I'm sure the guy went and did that for me, right? Yeah, because you know if they're going to pull stuff off like this, they're going to blame me, aren't they? They just can't help it because we were first again to reveal the shooter and reveal the details and blow it wide open. And within hours, their entire attempt to cover up fell into a burning pile of ashes. Nailed your ass again. Oh, Democrat Party law firms, do you like the fact I'm still on air despite all your show trials and behavior and coming after my family? And see, all the attempts to get people to not think like I do and not look at what I look at and not learn what I've learned, has it gotten people to stop looking at how Alex Jones analyzes things and knows all this? Or has it gotten everybody else to start saying, how's he do that? And that's what I do, is teach people. Because this is not that hard. And now, more and more people, a giant minority, verging on a majority, are researched, are skeptical, are informed, ask who benefits, and are researching immediately. So the different authorities got this shooter's background, videos, manifesto, all of it scrubbed. Robin Eastman. So I guess they were hoping they could say he was maybe an Alex Jones supporter. But you see, it doesn't work now because we were waiting the second it happened. We're watching you. We're watching you. Every move you make, every breath you take, I'll be watching you. All right. I'm going to break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to shift out of this now because I've hit most of it. I want to get to Trump on a rampage against the globalist. I've never seen such fast-moving devastation. They just boom, 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 boom. It's like 15 different major devastating attacks, just firing all the Bill Gates people out of the health systems. It's amazing. It's all coming up. Now, you back this operation with your word of mouth, sharing the live feed, sharing the articles, sharing the videos, and getting the great products at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there at thealexjonesstore.com. Tomorrow is the last day to get 50x entries on the sweepstakes for the super loaded off-road incredible Jeep Gladiator. that is just amazing. I'm such a Jeep fan now because I hadn't driven Jeeps in years. They were okay before, but they're like just super smooth and badass and off-road. It's amazing. And today and tomorrow are the last 2 days, so not just get 50X entries on that. It overlaps into the new Corvette that's the offer for the next 2 months, so you could win both potentially and $20,000 in cash. But the real reason to go there is the supplements are so incredible. The Ultra Methylene Blue, the Iris Sea Moss, the Shilajit. It's the best because I want it to work the best so you like it so you come back and get it. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has anything like that. 70%+ on the other products. So today and tomorrow only, get a free bottle. This is the big offer of Sea Moss gummies when you purchase two. The very best organic-based iodine, 90-plus vitamins and minerals, trace elements, oh my gosh, other super nutrients. The Irish Sea Moss is so popular, it's so good for your whole body, makes you feel so good. I didn't like methylene blue that kicks in 30 minutes. It takes a week or so to really start feeling it. Same thing with Shilajit, but just get it, you'll be blown away. That's right, buy two bottles of Sea Moss gummies and get a whole bottle free at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, it's the final week to win both the 2025 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon C8 Corvette Stingray and $20,000 in cash. This is $10,000 per car on top of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Every dollar spent gets you 50X entries with these vehicles valued over $100,000 combined. This week's best sellers include bovine colostrum. We have the best. It's so incredible. 3-pack of methylene blue tincture. The Power Drive bundle, including Power Plant and Methyl Drive. It's got to be 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Just be careful. Shilajit gummies, Ultimate Life Force Detox, Cardiovascular, and Spike Protein Detox. All at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody should become a VIP. Cancel anytime, $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more. Cancel anytime. But please become a VIP, thealexjonesstore.com. But here's our little song to the CIA and the think tanks and the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and to all the people that want to play games with behavioral psychology and manipulate us like we're some bug on the ground they're pulling our legs out of. No, we are awake and we're watching you, and this is the beginning of the downfall of your mind control. Hour number two, straight ahead, Paul Revere. Share the live feeds of Rock Shows now. Release the keys of destiny.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Yeah.
interrupting this transmission. You are the resistance.
About the trans devil shooter and how that totally blew up the globalist faces and still terrible for those that are dead, but their psyop is really having big problems. This is a big victory for humanity. But just to get it on record, there's so much cussing by the demon, just like out of The Exorcist. That's how they operate. And I've been around people that have been demon-possessed. It's worse than The Exorcist. But it's just constant cussing and your mother's in hell and we're raping children and we're going to murder children. Kill children. That's just basically it, what's going on. And you know, stuff like that in those movies, they didn't just make that up. That's, I never hung around with the actual real New York famous, you know, Italian mafia. And then I did a few times at the end of my events. They're like, you know who that is? That's like John Gotti's grandson. They're like, I love you so much. In the Italian voice. Oh, let me hug you and kiss you. Oh, you're crying, Alex. We love you so much. You're so good. Oh, I thought like I'd see those Italian movies with the gangsters. And they don't really act like that. No, they really act like that. And then you get around devil worshippers and they're demon possessed. It's like, wow, this is really what they're like. You know what I mean? It's like you think Hollywood's kind of exaggerating. No, it's more intense than that. Go ahead and roll a few minutes of this demon. And this is who went and killed kids. This is what's out there, okay? This is the Democratic Party's mascot. Here it is.
Ah, Cosmar.
Sounds like Gollum. How many times have I explained I've done that voice? I've seen it, folks.
Children.
I'm gonna stop. Back, stop. I want this clearly on record without me going over it so people don't understand this and think it's me. This is what these things sound like, okay? Go to an Antifa event, and they'll walk over and go, I'm gonna kill you. I mean, just go out. We got video. You've seen it. And they'll just run and jump in a dumpster. Like, and some, I call them like total zombos. They'll like get out. They have like green colored skin. And they just go, they go like, ooh, kill. Cause kids are getting killed in the building, and it's like they're gods. So they're just like zombie forces arrive. And, you know, they sit in like these zombies, like, oh, kill, you do not keep me. I mean, you gotta go out to an abortion clinic, and you gotta see the pro-abortion people show up, folks, and you will, you've seen the videos. I mean, they'll start going, hail Satan. Cars will pull up, women in business suits will jump out that don't look like zombies, and then all of a sudden they go, ah, and you're just like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? Cause it's real, people. Go out to break with it. Here it is.
Ah, Cosmar. Release the lid. Paid and hate. Only came up with pain and hate. Fuck. Time to play Baruch Azad. Cosmar, kiss me, I hope I do. Got that bitch loaded. My precious.
Now, by the way, people ask,
vivimos en el sociedad.
Yeah, different personalities. For people that hear this, you know, that's the Lord of the Rings, my precious. No. Tolkien in letters said that he was going to do a sequel to Lord of the Rings, but it was too dark, and it was going to be about satanic secret societies and interdimensional possession. because well, it's complex, but I've got a clip of it coming up. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Robin, the devil worshiper, killer, Weston, up in Minnesota, and what happened there, just because it's important to actually hear a demon for yourself. This is not movies. Movies are based on things that people have seen. So, he said he was doing it for Satan, and doing it because he loved death, and he wanted to kill children. And so you hear him talking like Gollum about his precious. You have to understand, when you read about Renfield in Bram Stoker's Dracula, he talks about my precious and things like that. People that have witnessed people that are demon-possessed have seen this over and over again. And Gollum is possessed by the spirit of the ring. And so certain demons say certain things and do certain things. And Tolkien was, in World War I, everything else, a linguist, a whole bunch of the degrees. He was at the most elite colleges in England. And they obviously tried to recruit him into it. They tried to recruit me into the Hellfire Club at Oxford. And he then created this as an analogy of what he discovered, and then he was going to do a sequel, but stopped it and wrote letters saying it's just too dark, dealing with satanic cults and demon possession. And he said Lord of the Rings was just too positive, but the cycle of humans... bad times make strong men make good times, good men. The drill. Bad times make strong men make good times make weak men make bad times. And he wrote the letters, in fact, I'll play you excerpts of it in a moment, explaining that. And because the fallen angels were being kicked out of this dimension into hell in this allegory, even better than C.S. Lewis's amazing Christian allegories. Tolkien explained this in all these letters to his friends and family and writings. Now the fallen angels were having to influence things interdimensionally from off-world or from the ether. And we're now... In the age of men trying to create their satanic kingdom. And so you listen to this admitted devil worshiper, Satanist, trans cult, and everybody praising him, and the trans groups everywhere saying, great job, kill, kill, kill. And he sounds like different archetypal things you've seen in movies and culture. That's because those movies and and that literature on The Exorcist is based on real stuff, folks. And think yourself lucky you've never run into it, okay? Because I have. And it's not fun. And I've told people about it many times. Grew up in the wealthiest area of Texas at the time. Was good looking, looked older than I was tough. And man, it was like, recruit this guy. And boom, you know, chick's 5, 6, 7 years older than me. You bet. I'll come over. And over and over again, Lucifer cult trying to get me in. And I was just like, something just stopped me. Nope, I'm not doing it. No matter how good this piece of ass is. And so just like they try to recruit Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut, and he learned by the end his wife's in the cult, and they kind of let these men at the end in a store lead their little 5-year-old daughter away. That's what's going on here. And this goes on. They don't just come with money and power to the people they want. They come and rope you in with sex magic, rope you in with this stuff. And, you know, these women are lit up like Christmas trees, folks. And yeah, I mean, you know, once you had sex like that, it's addicting. So that's the drug, ladies and gentlemen. So I know about this from firsthand experience. And obviously Tolkien did as well. Because they obviously tried to recruit him from the letters and things he wrote. So go ahead and roll more of this trans shooter they're trying to suppress. And then we get to all this other news coming up. And I have a special guest. And I've got all this other news to hit, too. But I'll go over that with William F. Jasper, the editor of the New American Magazine, president of the John Birch Society. He's here in town. I saw he was on Harrison. I said, well, why did he book for my show? So he was able to move some things around and come on with us. So I appreciate that. But let's go ahead now, and let's go ahead and roll the actual demon, the trans shooter, and then let's play a YouTube breakdown that is accurate, because I've read these books and read these letters. I'm a big Tolkien fan, because it's such a powerful archetype of why Tolkien didn't publish any other books after The Hobbit and then Lord of the Rings. Here it is.
Cut that bitch loaded.
And when you hear pauses, that's because we're cutting out cussing.
My precious.
Vivimos en el sociedad.
Help me, I don't want to be here. Well, you're here.
Oh, another one.
All
right, let's stop right there. I'm going to go back to it. One of the quotes there was an Adam Lanza quote where one of the little girls says, I don't want to be here, when he's standing there over her with a gun. And he said, well, you're here. And because we exposed the CIA connections, and then later I just had a few guests on that were saying it didn't even happen, I had to be punished for daring to investigate. Well, guess what? The whole world's investigating now. All of this stuff. It's called a Streisand effect. Let's go back to this acolyte of Adam Lanza.
Nigel, that dude raped someone.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Got my new headphones so I can hear them scream.
Now imagine, he posted this, what, months ago on YouTube and on other channels? But guys, give me a list of, it was posted a bunch of places. And the police didn't immediately go over there. Yeah. And he makes jokes in his manifesto, too, like, oh, yeah, why didn't anybody do anything again? Ha, ha, ha! And he's got stuff written on there about killing kids and how great it is. So that's what a real demon-possessed person sounds like. I've been around them. I've seen it. It's different demons. It goes in and out. And you say, oh, it's they're mentally ill. No. These things, I've seen it. No stuff that the person wouldn't know. Because these demons aren't omnipresent, but they're old and they've been all over and they've got networks. Call it aliens, call it whatever you want, but it's interdimensional stuff, okay? There's bad guys in the universe. During the massacre, a young boy screamed, help me, I don't want to be, I thought it was a little girl, going from memory. During the massacre, a young boy screamed, help me, I don't want to be here. Lands reportedly responded with, well, you're here, before continuing the attack. The event is documented in witness accounts and police reports released after the shooting. And in sealed police reports that they gave me in a deposition and freaked out when they realized I had them. They go, read these pages. I'm up in the Koskoff law firm, and I'm sitting there in the deposition that everybody wants sealed. And they hand me the police reports, and I'm okay, the police officer, and they go into the bathroom, and there's a pyramid of dead kids and no blood, and the police believe the bodies were moved there. And they go, ah, give me that paper. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chris Matty didn't like that. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Here, read this. It's like 20 pages. Okay, like page 3. I'm like, and then they go into the bathroom, and he's like, oh, hold on. Ha ha. We're pushing to try to get that release. But that's the type of weird stuff goes on. And I don't know what that means. But I know I read that. But here is a good boil down of the writings and letters of Tolkien in the many years after he wrote those world best-selling books and then never really wrote an official book. They had some compendiums and things that his son put out. Here it is dealing with what the allegory was really all about. It's powerful. Here it is.
In the years following the release of The Lord of the Rings and its massive success, J.R.R. Tolkien considered the idea of a sequel. This idea was quickly abandoned, and his vision of a sequel never fulfilled. The dozen or so pages he did write, however, were finally published in 1996 as part of Christopher Tolkien's The Peoples of Middle-earth. From this, in combination to private letters that were released to the public in 1981, we can begin to paint a picture not only of Tolkien's vision, but why he ultimately abandoned it. The story itself is a simple dialogue between two characters, Borlas, the son of Beregond from The Lord of the Rings, and Ceylon. This conversation takes place well into the reign of Aragorn's son, Eldaron, over 100 years after the death of the great king. The War of the Ring is nothing but a story. Gondor is prosperous and peaceful, the memory of Sauron almost forgotten. The two men delve into a philosophical discussion regarding the evil in men's hearts, its constant presence regardless of their circumstances. They contemplate the nature of this evil, the so-called Dark Tree, and at some point we hear of the term Herumor. What this is, we don't really know. What we do know is that it was used by a secret cult hidden within Gondor that had begun worshipping the Dark Lord as a god. The people, Ceylon claimed, had grown discontent and there was increasing unrest. He asks Borlas to join him somewhere secret after nightfall in order to explain further, after which he leaves our protagonist alone to ponder. Borlas returns home, but he feels uneasy, as if an ancient evil was beginning to return. With this, Tolkien stopped and never picked up the pen to write a sequel for The Lord of the Rings ever again. The question is, why? Why did he abandon this specific sequel? And also, why didn't he just write something different instead? Thankfully, in his letters, he answers the first question rather definitively. In letter 256, written in 1964 to Colin Bailey, Tolkien says, I did begin a story placed about 100 years after the downfall, but it proved both sinister and depressing. Since we are dealing with men, it is inevitable that we should be concerned with the most regrettable feature of their nature, their quick satiety with good, so that the people of Gondor in times of peace, justice, and prosperity would become discontented and restless, while the dynasts descended from Aragorn would become just kings and governors, like Denethor or worse. I found that, even so early, there was an outcrop of revolutionary plots about a center of secret satanistic religion, while Gondorian boys were playing at being orcs and going around doing damage. I could have written a thriller about the plot and its discovery and overthrow, but it would have been just that, not worth doing. A year before his death, he mentions the subject yet again, with the main difference being changing the timeline of events. Instead of the sequel taking place a century after the fall of Barad-dûr, this version occurs a century after Aragorn's death. In letter 338, he explains, "I have written nothing beyond the first few years of the Fourth Age, except the beginning of a tale supposed to refer to the end of the reign of Eldaron about 100 years after the death of Aragorn. Then I of course discovered that the king's peace would contain no tales worth recounting, and his wars would have little interest after the overthrow of Sauron, but that almost certainly a restlessness would appear about then, owing to the, it seems, inevitable boredom of men with the good. There would be secret societies practicing dark cults, and orc cults among adolescents." In his original conceptualization of a sequel, Tolkien imagined a Gondor perhaps akin to Numenor before its fall. The goodness and the legends of the past had been forgotten, perhaps abandoned in this new age of prosperity and safety. Why should anyone care about the struggles of the past when we have nothing to worry about today? In this environment, people simply do not understand how lucky they are, how protected and peaceful their lives have become due to the sacrifices of their ancestors, of our protagonists from the War of the Ring. In this age of wealth, they grow bored. They grow not to care for what forged their good living in the first place. Thus, they turn to alternatives. They even begin worshipping the same darkness that tried to enslave their fathers and mothers. What could be more depressing than that? Everything that our protagonists went through to defeat Sauron and destroy the ring, every death, every drop of blood, reduced to nothing within a few centuries. And, perhaps worse than that, it was reduced to nothing from within, not due to some external enemy. Humanity itself is shown to bring about its own doom inevitably, like an endless cycle of misery. In short, a sequel that renders The Lord of the Rings redundant is no sequel at all, which is why it was abandoned. Even more so, it would have desecrated the primary theme of The Lord of the Rings, hope. The book is all about hope, about beating the odds, doing what is right in the face of insurmountable odds. How could this hope be destroyed without The Lord of the Rings itself being rendered meaningless? The problem is that any type of sequel would have required some sort of antagonistic force. This version, as Tolkien rightfully said, would have felt more like a thriller due to its psychological struggle with evil from within Gondor. But even an external enemy would have likely been a bad idea, as it would have either made Sauron redundant, or the new enemy would not have been strong enough to compare. Either the sequel is disappointing, or The Lord of the Rings is overshadowed. Moreover, another problem that would have affected any type of sequel has to do with Tolkien's worldbuilding itself. As you know, the fantastical and the magical within Middle-earth is slowly on its way out. This is a major theme of The Lord of the Rings, that the age of the elves is waning and the age of men is about to begin. After all, Tolkien wanted Middle-earth and Arda to gradually transition into our own reality, a reality without magic and fantastical creatures. As this was already a big theme of The Lord of the Rings, it would have had to be a large theme of a sequel taking place many years after The Lord of the Rings too. The issue is that without the fairy and mythological elements that Tolkien adored so much, his new book would no longer really be a fairy story. It would not have the mystical elements that we have grown so used to with The Silmarillion, The Hobbit, and The Lord of the Rings. Not unless he completely changed directions on this massive theme of this world, something I do not think would have been wise, something that Tolkien obviously agreed with, considering we did in fact get no sequel. The last major reason why a sequel was abandoned had to do with the Silmarillion. The Silmarillion was the passion project of Tolkien's entire life. He was in the process of writing and rewriting it for about 50 years, never being able to quite finish it and be satisfied. Therefore, understanding the issues with writing a sequel, he instead focused his efforts on other endeavors. And, though they were not published in his lifetime, we can thank his son Christopher for editing and publishing them for the past 40 years. A massive thank you to my channel members, and thank you very much for watching.
Ink and Fantasy, great work over there on YouTube. Be sure to check that out for more of the work there. All right, so this is about good versus evil. J.R.R. Tolkien, again, a great fiction writer, just like C.S. Lewis, exposing good versus evil, and that's what this is all about. And he was going to do another book, again, that was getting more serious and down to how this operates in humans, as we just saw with the trans Satan shooter attacking the Catholics in Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right. We're going to go to break. William F. Jasper is going to be in studio with us for about 45 minutes or so. Then I've got all this other news I've got to hit and more news is breaking. But let me give you a prelude of what we're going to be talking about. Trump is on a total rampage going after the globalists just in the last couple of days. I mean, it is heating up so fast. Trump calls out Soros and Sun for supporting violent protests, says they should be hit with RICO charges. I can tell you that's going on. Former Capitol Police Chief says J6 committee refused to let him publicly testify about federal agents infiltrating the J6 crowd and starting the violence, which we know from other information, but this was testified to, and they destroyed it, the J6 committee, so they had to be pardoned. Unbelievable. Also, riots in Switzerland after all these different illegal aliens go completely insane. Huge stack there. More on John Bolton. Transferred classified emails over private server, and they were intercepted by hostile foreign country spy services. That's how they knew what Bolton was stealing and hiding from Trump. Already told you that, but now it's mainstream news. Also, Hegseth orders investigation into Microsoft's use of CCP-linked engineers on Pentagon Cloud Project, says it's over. Massive. Republicans in Congress open probe into Wikipedia for massive censorship and control. YouTube faces backlash for quietly using AI to alter videos without telling the content creators. This is so dangerous. We'll be laying all of that out. Trump envoy with big developments with Ukraine officials on when the war will be ending. They believe it will be ending. We'll tell you coming up. There is so much we're going to be hitting that I didn't even just have time to mention. But please don't forget, we're listener supported. We're funded by you. At TheAlexJonesStore.com with the very best supplements, the best methylene blue, the best spike protein, cardiovascular detox. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And tomorrow is the last day that every time you buy anything on the site, whether it's a t-shirt, a ball cap, whatever it is, you get entered 50 times, usually the most is 10 times, in the sweepstakes to win the incredible off-road Jeep Gladiator. And today and tomorrow, the last day, too, that when you enter for that, you get entered for the Corvette. That's the next giveaway. A little bit of a crossover every couple months for a week. So be sure and do that today as well. Everybody that buys anything on the site is put in 50X to win the sweepstakes and $20,000 in cash. But the best thing you get is funding this operation and great products like Ultramethylene Blue at TheAuctionStore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom! And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept it.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember, everywhere, it'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! Watching and reading this guy's work for at least 35 years and met him a few times in person, but feel like I know him really good. Been a frequent guest remotely quite a bit as well. William F. Jasper, who is the president of the John Birch Society and also the head editor at the New American Magazine, who've been exposing the globalists like nobody else really in history. So many of our victories are due to them, is here with us. He hosted an hour of the show yesterday. I haven't given an update on my dad, which is a good thing, because if it was bad, I would have talked about it after he leaves us. Next hour, I'm going to thank all of you and talk about my dad's condition and what happened and with his open heart surgery. And the reason I was so concerned is he's got a partial brainstem blockage. The open heart surgery for a aorta that was about to blow was separate, and they were concerned that it might, you know, cause brain damage or whatever, because it's already, a lot of the blood's not going to his brain. But they said it might, once we fix the aorta, push more blood in. And I had a better conversation with my dad after open heart surgery, where he was more cogent and more of my old dad than I've had in a year. So thank you all for your prayers. Because again, my dad, one of the smartest people I've ever known, and he was still, even with blood not going to his brain properly, he was still kind of like in and out, but smart and, you know, drooling. And that's how it's been. And then boom, it comes out open heart surgery, and I'm in there talking to him for hours. And most people can't even talk after that. The nurse was like, man, he's tough. And I even shot some videos with him talking about, you know, family and all that stuff. And people are in bad shape. That's what they do. They talk about their grandparents and all that. And the fight against the globalists. But he's very private. I didn't ask his permission. I mean, he knew I was taping it. But I'm going to drive back up there to Temple because he knows the doctor up there where he had it and, you know, deal with all that. But I kind of said I'd give you an update after Jasper leaves. I'm kind of doing one now. But everybody knows I do that. But I haven't gotten into all the other news. I just spent an hour and a half on this trans shooter, because it's not just for the poor little kids that are dead and not just the media trying to cover it up. It's how they failed so quickly to cover it up and how this is a Rosetta Stone or a keyhole into this larger mind control engineering system where they've externalized the mind control, not in the CIA's MKUltra laboratories anymore with Ewing Cameron and Jolyon West, but now into the general public. So I asked Jasper, if he could stay over. He moves stuff around. He could. He was on with Harrison this morning. But I had all this other Trump news and all these other big developments I want to get his take on. He really is an expert on all this. But he wanted to get into this first, because when this had all was happening, he was traveling yesterday. He wasn't ready to talk about it when he hosted the fourth hour. But now he is. And it just all ties into Oklahoma City, you know, McVeigh with the same deputy head of MKUltra as his physician, who was also the physician, I think it was for Sirhan and wasn't also for like Reagan's shooter. This guy just keeps popping up. It's absolutely insane how hidden in plain view all this is. So William F. Jasper, thenewamerican.com. People can also follow you on X. Your first approximation 24 hours into this.
Well, first of all, Alex, thank you for having me on your show three times now. And it's
in just the last 24 hours.
In the last 24 hours.
Probably been on probably 70 or 80 times over the years.
Over the years, yes. So, and also, I'm so glad to hear about your dad. I was, you know, along with all my family, praying for him.
Thank you. Thank you. I should just thank the listeners. Thanks for the prayer, folks. Yes.
Yeah. So, so it's great to be here in the inner sanctum, in person. I've been most of the times on remote, so it's great to be here.
But I've run into you over the years at events, so
we yes, yeah. yes. So, we go back a long way, back to the 90s, to the, Clinton administration.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
But before I was even on air, I was, following your work, so.
Well, I was very fascinated to see what you were putting up yesterday and today on the Minneapolis shooter because, as you said, I've been traveling and hadn't been able to follow that. I think you have nailed some very important things, and this ties in very, very closely to what we have been experiencing here in America and around the world for the last 40, 50 years with deep state mind control through the various intelligence agencies and their corporations and think tanks that are, and Hollywood, that are brainwashing the American people on a number of different levels. And yesterday I spoke, yesterday and today with Harrison, I spoke about Oklahoma City. One of the things we didn't get into that relates to this is Timothy McVeigh. You know, it came out right after he was arrested and taken to the El Reno jail facility there in Oklahoma City. He said that he had a chip implanted in his butt. And he later said that it was giving him lots of pain. And interestingly, one of the first people to visit him there officially was, you've already mentioned his name, Louis Jolion West, Jolly West, who was the assistant under Sidney Gottlieb in charge of MK Ultra, and actually was the psychologist, psychiatrist who carried out much of the...
And I just go from memory. I haven't looked at this stuff in years, but it was a Ewing Cameron heavily involved too, right?
Yes. And so so this is very interesting because, as you pointed out, he was also the one who psychoanalyzed Sirhan Sirhan after the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. He was also the one who visited... Jack Ruby.
You're always better at notes than me. He's popping up everywhere with these lone gunmen.
Amazing. And so it's very much like the character played by Cillian Murphy in the Batman Dark Knight, where he goes into the jail cell. He's the psychologist. He gives them a dose of gas and puts on his mask. And they freak out, and then he claims that, oh, they're psycho, and that's the end of the story. They die, or they're written off as a lone gunman, as a lone assassin.
There's another movie, Conspiracy Theory, came out in 96 with
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, and that's basically, they've talked about that, that's kind of based on MKUltra.
So, in fact, they do it principally on that. In fact, I got a call from Warner Brothers when they were making that movie, and they called and they said, well, Mr. Jasper, we'd like to be able to use your book, Global Tyranny, as a, image in the film. I said, well, I didn't know the film hadn't, been talked about at all or anything. So I was a little suspicious of that. I thought, okay, what is this movie? Are you going to put it next to Hitler and a Nazi swastika or something to try to paint me and my book and the Birch Society with that? Oh, no. It's a Mel Gibson movie. We want to include it in there. And I said, well, send me the preface of the movie and I'll look at it. And then I talked with the people in our office, the pros and cons of doing this. And I said, well, we had just published our conspiracy issue of the New American Magazine, the big 96-page one that went in, had the fold-out of all the...
I remember.
Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all of that. And so I I said, yeah, we'll do it. I'll send you the book. We'll send you the conspiracy issue of the magazine. And then we have another magazine with Gorbachev on the cover with a hammer and stick. Oh, yeah, we'd like that. So we sent all of those, and they used them in the film. And what was important...
Like his wall had it all.
On his wall, when you go up to his apartment... he's got this whole stream of consciousness of...
Mel's a great guy. He listens all the time, so is his son and others.
And, but that was probably the first real exposure that most Americans had to MK Ultra. And, Patrick Stewart, played the part of Louis Jolion West, who was controlling, Jerry, the character that Mel Gibson played. So, but that really is a real program.
And then we have Catcher in the Rye that's used in their electroshock and torture as the programming manual.
Yeah, yeah. And millions of American students, and probably all over the world, hundreds of millions of people, have been force-fed that, Catcher in the Rye, as their required reading literature in high school. So anyway, that was all very important background. But before that time, my predecessor as president of the Birch Society was Larry McDonald, Congressman Larry McDonald. I worked with him. He was congressman from Georgia. He was shot down actually 31 years ago this Labor Day.
Wow.
Korean Airlines 007. And after he was shot down on that airline by a Soviet MiG, I was in Washington, D.C. I used to cover Washington, D.C.
By the way, didn't a bunch of congressmen get off the plane when it took off?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it looks like a little deal was made.
Well, or they were, well, there's a, it's too deep.
Not by them, but I'm saying, like, it was like.
Yeah. So he was the number one target in Congress by the Soviets and by the deep state establishment here. They were all after him all the time because he was the most consistent, solid, pro-American, pro-Constitution congressman. He was young, he was handsome, he was brilliant. He was
People know about Pat Buchanan fighting tyranny, but he's a great guy. But, man, Larry McDonald.
Yeah, so he had developed, besides being head of the Birch Society after...
Guys, pull up Congressman Larry McDonald, please. Go ahead.
He had formed Western Goals Foundation, which brought together General Patton, General Singlob, General Lewis Walt at the Marines, Admiral Thomas Moore, and a number of important industrialists. And he was putting together this Western Goals Foundation, which I worked undercover for in the Communist Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party, Hezbollah, PLO. And we were... And my contacts were giving them information to put into a database so that they said, look, this is what Congress should be doing. The House Committee on American Activities had been abolished. The Senate Internal Security Subcommittee had been abolished. So we were doing that, and he had to be taken out. But after that happened, I was in Washington, D.C., and relating to what you're talking about here with the shooter, while I was there, some congressional researchers gave me a stack of documents about child abduction and child programming, satanic ritual abuse, and because I had been researching that and going and doing things on this for quite some time. It was very difficult to substantiate those things, as you know. So there's all kinds of wild tales. They had a lot of documentation. I said, well, why are you giving this to me? And they said, well, because we want you to do something. And I said, this was pre-internet. We didn't have any internet programs or anything. I said, so what are we going to do with this? I said, you guys have subpoena power. You can subpoena these guys. You can get these documents. You can put them on the stand. You can put them under oath. I said, I can't do that. And not only that, I've already been targeted. My family's been targeted. If we don't have some support from people like you, if you're not willing to step up on it, I can't take this any further. And so that's how far back this goes in terms of the actual evidence that Congress had already developed clear back then in the early 80s. So it was 83 when Congressman McDonald was shot down. It was the next year, 84, when I was back there.
But the dark side was already very scared and very concerned that you guys were figuring it out.
Yes, and that is that is why they went after everybody who started digging into this, and that's why they went after you. And it's, still are going after you.
Oh, yeah, but they got big problems now. They don't just have William F. Jasper and Alex Jones deal with now.
Well, and that's really the thing that's very, very hopeful now. It was very discouraging for many years. You dig out important information. I would take it to other media outlets after doing all the heavy lifting and getting all of the documentation and the witnesses.
Because back then you had to go to the archives and Congress and fly. It wasn't like just.
It wasn't available by keystroke like it is now. And so, and getting the documentation, getting people to go on the record, getting them to sign an affidavit. And then we found out, okay, they would get threatened. And they would say, "Well, I misspoke. I don't agree with that." So then we had to get video depositions of them, so they couldn't backtrack on it.
But well, it's because they get threatened. After
yeah, they get threatened. Their
people keep saying, "Oh, we want to arrest with grand juries." Do you have any? They've openly tried and have to put all of Trump's loyal lawyers in prison.
Yes.
So when somebody like Ed Martin comes out with all these task forces and they've got open grand juries and stuff. Can you, I mean, he's putting his life on the line. People need to understand, like, this is not a game.
We're dealing with criminals of the lowest order or highest order, however you want to put it.
The highest grade evil.
Yes. So, what we're talking about when we talk about communist regimes or totalitarian regimes, they are criminal enterprises that have gained geopolitical power. And that's what we have with the deep state. Within our government, we still have the form of our government, but as the communists refer to it, a revolution within the form. You still have the form. It looks like we're still the United States of America. We still have a constitution. We still have.
But like termites, they've eaten everything.
That's right. They've infiltrated, permeated the entire governmental apparatus, and not only the government, but all of the cultural and institutional, educational,
so let me ask you this question. What moment are we at right now? Because people can say, oh, Trump's not perfect, or he's doing this or that. But the manifestation of him and other populists winning and all the truth coming out and the globalists, no one buying anything they say, and Bill Gates will put a video out and we'll get 20 million views and 99% of the comments are, we know all about you, we're going to get you. I mean, this is a sea change. So the bigger question is, what do we do with this giant sea change? Now all these new people have woken up. They want instant gratification, plus they don't have deep background or context like you do, and myself to a lesser extent. But it's crazy when you've been nose the grindstone, you 50 years or 45 or whatever it is, me 30 plus, and I see people that are just now waking up. It's easy, though, to lead them into rabbit trails, and it's very frustrating. And then they think we're up here just saying something like, we just think we know. No, you've got to have so much context.
That's so true. We're at a very critical moment here. I knew something like this would eventually happen, and it has happened, is happening. People are
critical
awakening.
Mass.
We aren't at the critical mass yet. We need to get to that critical mass because.
But have we passed the point of no return? No, I believe we passed the point. I mean, for the bad guys. I believe we passed the event horizon. I don't know what the outcome will be, but there'll be a clash where I don't see any way they win after this, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think that we can grab defeat out of the jaws of victory here.
Okay, so have we passed the event horizon?
But here's the thing, and I see it all across the country, and I see it in various organizations that are having issues now with trying to bring people out. After the victory of last year's election, we have two mindsets. There are the people that say, hey, it's Donald Trump's won, we're going to, time to break?
No, I'm just saying, okay. I'm just pointing at the camera right there.
Oh, okay.
You know what you're doing right there. We set this up wrong and we never change. I don't know why. I want to stick a camera over here because the guests always look at me. And for the reason we never do it. I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't work. But I'm always the guest because I want you to talk to them.
So we're facing two mindsets right now that are both problematical. We have the folks that have awakened and they say Trump's gonna save us. He's now in there. He's got Pam Bondi. He's got Kash Patel. He's got the rest of his crew. They're cleaning house. I can go back to my normal life. I can start relaxing again. No, we can't. The other people, the other mindset is that it's too late. It's all over. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to head for the hills. I'm going to barricade myself in, get my groceries, and wait it out. Both of those are dead ends. We right now have an opportunity to move forward, to do what we've never been able to do before, and that is we have to take advantage of this respite that we have under Trump. But it's just that. It's a respite. We don't really, we haven't crossed over in the victory line yet. We still have a long ways to go. We have the congressional races coming up just in months, and we could see a complete loss of the House and of the Senate. So we would be back to where we were in the past, and another impeachment. We wouldn't be moving forward on any of the agenda items that we now have an opportunity to. So it's time for everybody to get in the fight right now. It's an encouraging time to be and an exciting time to be involved in it.
Well, let me just say this, we're coming right back. You just quantified, William F. Casper, perfectly what I've been trying to say with my frustration. And I think I've said it, but in long-winded ways. I actually agree with you. I would say 70 or 80% of people that are patriots are now either black-pilled, it's all over, we're totally doomed, give up, nothing's perfect, I'm going to go slip my rest, or, you know, hide in the bunker. And then of that, you, it's like 50-50 out of that 70% or so. The other thing's, oh, it's like Q stuff. Everything's fine. We're invincible. Everything's handled. Let's just go party and wave Trump flags. When, no, we're winning. We're winning battles. We have the initiative. We've turned the tide. But now we're going into the real crucible. And so both camps, I want to punch them in the face. And it's just, it's either like, it's all over. We're all screwing you. Or it's, oh, we're invincible. Everything's fine. It's like, no, we're winning the war, but we have not won the war yet. That is what's happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I'm a 10-4, a hot, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh,
news as Trump goes on the rampage in a good way. Next segment with William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, president of John Birch Society. But I want you to start over because what you said was such a great way of boiling this down. I don't know the actual number because people's minds change day to day, but just the vast majority of patriots are exhausted and think it's black-pilled, or they think we're invincible, we've won, and it's like a regular election cycle, they've gone back to sleep, and that is not the case. Really, we've had some of the biggest strategic wins we've ever had, amazing opportunities, a global awakening's happening, but the enemy is really coming back with a counteroffensive against us, and so, or you call it a counter-revolution. Of course, they call our resistance a counter-revolution, but really, you can look at it either way. So just spend a few minutes. We only got 3 minutes to break, 4 minutes to break. Restating that, William F. Jasper, because in and of itself, this is so important. By I don't think there's anybody around. You look young, but you've been around forever. That's been in the trenches as much as you at so many levels to be able to tell us how the cow ate the cabbage. So where are we really, and what do we need to be doing instead of either, oh, we're invincible, oh, we're all screwed.
Well, that's the dichotomy that we're in right now, and I have to say I'm very excited about the position that we're in right now. It's a very dangerous position because the deep state is real, as we've seen, has been proven over the last 10 years or so of the first Trump administration, the Biden administration, and now all the lawfare and everything that's we've seen happening in the last several months of the Trump 47. We are now in a very critical, crucial spot. After decades of seemingly no hope, where we had one deep state administration after another, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, and as I mentioned earlier, Alex, in our talk, we put out a New American conspiracy issue back in 1995. And in that, we have a foldout of all the administrations from Herbert Hoover on up to the present day and all of the Council on Foreign Relations, New World Order people in each administration. Come up to today and in the Trump administration, this is the first administration. There are a couple of those deep state or globalists who are openly agents of the New World Order in his administration, but it's a marked difference. And of course, the whole agenda, the anti-globalist agenda of the Trump administration, this is a marked change. And so this brings a lot of hope. For some people, it has been a euphoria, and I caution against that because the battle is not over. We're in a battle in a long war. This has been a war that's been going on for a long time, even more than decades, going back for the past century. And the globalists have not given up. The communists have not given up. The communists and the globalists have joined forces, and they intend to reverse this, and they still have lots of power. They can reverse this if we don't press forward in at all levels, at the state level, with our state legislatures, state attorney generals, and at the national level with Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, which controls the purse strings. So we cannot allow ourselves to get euphoric, and like too many of the MAGA people have gotten the idea that the battle's over, Trump's going to take care of it. He is not the savior. He's not going to be able to do it. He can't reverse this all by himself. But at the same time, we have people that have given up. They say, oh, Trump sold out. Trump is no good, or Trump can't do anything. He's not clearing out all the deep state people out of the bureaucracy. And they're giving up. So, look, we're caught between this Scylla and Charybdis. We got to make sure that we don't succumb to either of them.
Absolutely. We've got to take this historic opportunity because Trump isn't the reason we're turning the tide. It's everybody's tireless work, like the founder of the John Birch Society. God bless him, Mr. Welsh.
Absolutely.
I mean, literally, we would be completely doomed in a communist regime right now if it wasn't for him.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Trump is on a rampage and in a good way. And I told you, I had a lengthy 45-minute conversation with the main strike force leader, Ed Martin, about the grand juries they've opened up, what they're doing, what they're going after, what they're finding. He couldn't tell me the classified stuff, but he said it's way worse than what Gabbard's even released so far. They're dealing with the national security implications of just deliberate, cut and dry, undermine the American people, discredit Trump, overthrow him, coup stuff. And then meanwhile, you've seen the studies where like half of Democrats have never filed taxes in 20 years in Congress. They're going to get them that way too. So he said, no, go ahead and tell them because, they can't go reverse that. So it's like shooting fish in a barrel, except they have all these judges try to block them. They get sued at every turn. They're having to do lie detector tests for the people on these task forces. There's double agents everywhere. And then all sorts of stuff happens behind the scenes. Believe me, I've been just fighting them on air and they offer people money to lie about you, just all sorts of insane stuff. And luckily, I lead a pretty boring lifestyle or I'd be screwed because I don't try to write myself into it. It's just I can tell you, I can't imagine what it's like being in the Trump family or people directly in his orbit. So here's just a snapshot of what we're dealing with. CDC director refuses to leave after White House fires her. Susan Morinez, I always pronounce that wrong, is refusing to step down from her position as the director of the Centers for Disease Control. They just purged, not dozens, hundreds and hundreds, we're now learning, of all these Bill Gates people in there that lied for their confirmation about what they would do. Kennedy bans the mRNA. He's on vacation. They authorize it. This is a mutinous operation. It's like Elon Musk said a few months ago on Joe Rogan. He said, listen, we elected Trump as the captain, but still half the crew's in mutiny. You got to understand they're literally fighting over the wheel of the ship. Then Fed Governor Lisa Cook refuses to leave, sues Trump for trying to remove her. So at every front, they are fighting this. Then Trump urges criminal charges against Soros and his son for on record funding all these different summers of rage and the latest No Kings operation. Elon Musk has, now joined Trump saying he backs and supports that. Hegseth orders investigation of Microsoft's use of CCP-linked engineers on Pentagon cloud projects. They put kill switches in everything. Total information manipulation inside Trump's attempt to put his mark on the Federal Reserve. That big operation, as I said, RFK Jr. goes scorched earth, removes dozens. Now we learned it's hundreds of Bill Gates plants inside CDC, HHS, NIH, including CDC director. Now we're learning more about John Bolton, how they have his communiques and secret documents, because the other agencies grabbed it, because the Russians and Chinese grabbed it. I mean, this is explosive stuff. Also, former Capitol Police Chief, J6 Committee, says, I testified. He's now told Tucker Carlson, that was the last show Tucker did, they shelved. Now he's come back out and said, no, I testified to the fake J6 Committee that there were feds, that they were running the attack. So he's getting ready to go public. It just goes on and on. So this is Trump on a rampage. And I can tell you, Trump is 100% understands that they're going to put him in prison if he doesn't take down the deep state. And he understands that his constituents want it That's the number one issue. Not even the economy, not inflation, not the fentanyl, not the war. You can argue maybe those are more important. They're not. He knows, and I can tell you, people in the meetings, I'll leave it at that, not just Ed Martin, that Trump is telling people this stuff is all over the news. When he says, I'm not involved running the prosecution, that's true. But he says he has the documents, he knows what they did, and he's saying, you're going to do your job or you're going to be bye-bye. And they brought in the Missouri AG, not because Bongino's leaving. He already basically secretly resigned from my sources. He'll be gone soon. He's not a bad guy. He's just in over his head. If Kash Patel and Pam Bondi don't do their job, they're going to be removed, and you're going to have the new head of the FBI be the Missouri AG, and they're looking at other people to be the attorney general. So you want action, folks. Believe me, nobody wants it more than you. That was quite the breakdown there of just some of the top stories. William F. Jasper, president of the John Birch Society, editor of the New American Magazine. What is your take on that?
Well, you started off with the gals at CDC and the Federal Reserve who are refusing to step down, refusing to leave their office. They're fighting it. This is what we're facing all across the bureaucracy. They are lawyered up with all these ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, and white shoe law firms to challenge every one of these, and they have judges, compliant judges, traitorous judges, in my opinion. So one of the things that I did when I was working with Larry McDonald and the Western Goals Foundation and the John Birch Society was I went undercover in the Communist Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party, various communist organizations and their adjuncts, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, which is the official arm of the Communist Party USA, and many of those attorneys involved in those organizations became federal judges. And so we have a situation where an ACLU, NLG, radical attorney brings a case before one of his comrades, a fellow traveler, who is a federal judge now. And so they select the cases, they select the courts, and they know they have a slam dunk. They know that even if the Supreme Court overturns it, if they have a couple hundred cases, it's going to be years before these things work their way to the Supreme Court, by which time they intend to be back in power. So that's how perilous this is right now. And this is where, again, Congress is coming back into session here in a few days on September 2nd, I believe. And we need to put the pressure on members of Congress to step up and do their job. They've been abdicating their responsibilities. They have been abdicating their constitutional duties to protect this country. And they're not going to do their jobs unless we give them sufficient pressure, unless they feel the heat from us. So, again, it comes back to us. This isn't going to happen through some vicarious action of other people. We, as citizens, each of us individually, have to get involved.
That's right. We got Trump in and all these other people because we pushed him. Their actions aren't all perfect, but at the end of the day, we're getting major results. We're moving the needle towards liberty, away from tyranny. So instead of being like babies that just demand mommy make us dinner, we're going to have to do this ourselves and see the power we've had, see the effect we've had. But see, you've been doing this how many years?
49 years. Actually, on staff, 49. 2 years, so 51 years. So
you've got the great perspective and context of maybe 1% were awake, or tell me the number, what you think, guesstimation. So you've seen the arc of awakening and how fast it's moving. I've been doing it, you know, on air 31, about 35 involved, 40 literally into this information, which is fascinating. And I was like, why read comic books and science fiction when the real world's so interesting? So I got a love of history, so by the time I was about 10. But for people that don't have context, I already talked about this earlier, but it's so important, they just don't see how far we've come when they're being pessimists. We should be very excited, but as you said, understand the danger that the enemy's throwing everything it can now back at us because we are winning.
Well, as I was talking with Harrison in between the programs here, and I'm pointing out, look, this resonates with just about everyone that still has an ounce of heroism left in their hearts, that we are in a battle. We need to get to rise to the occasion. We're in a war, and the battle that we're currently in demands all of us, our attention, our sacrifice, our efforts. You look at the big movies, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, and what is it that draws people there? It's the gravitas of fighting against the forces of evil.
And this is really real. This is your chance to actually be involved against a transhumanist Satan cult and win.
Right. And so, you know, get off of your couch and stop gratuitously, vicariously staying uninvolved in this.
Well, you're saying is the black pill people Monday morning quarterback all day about how this person can do better or that person or your controlled opposition because it makes them feel big. Okay, call me controlled opposition all day. You wouldn't be here if we wouldn't been doing this. Show us how it's done. Go run for office. Go speak out. Publish a book. Do something.
Absolutely. This is the time for action, for informed action. And before you go out and do any action, you better know what it is you're doing. So,
well, it's simple. If you go to an Antifa event or Democrat event, public or private, go to it, record it, you're going to get criminal stuff. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Okay, for a layperson, somebody that's somewhat informed, wants to get involved, there's a million ways to do it. You can support those that are fighting at the tip of the spear. That's always a no-brainer, win-win-win. But for somebody that actually wants to get in the field, what would you recommend? I say put on a rainbow flag shirt, maybe put some white paint and black circles around your ass. You look like a zombie. Tell them you love Satan. And just literally walk up to the left and say, I want to screw kids and I love Satan. They're probably going to take you to, some dungeon to rape kids that night and you just call the police on them. I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm sorry.
Well, so I'm a little more staid than that.
I'm being sarcastic there, but I'm just saying it's like you use a Star Wars analogy. He's like, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, Luke Skywalker, how do you go with me to Alderaan? He goes, Alderaan, I gotta go home. I got school. I got work. Yeah. He goes, no, get on the Millennium Falcon, man. It's going to be the adventure begins,
So
how would the average person get on the Millennium Falcon?
So obviously I'm biased, but I think that if you want to be informed, then you want to take informed, responsible action. The best place you can go to do that is to the John Birch Society, which has been reviled and demeaned and smeared for decades because we have been doing that job, which is helping.
The first report cards on Congress, what are they really doing?
Right. So one of the ways you do that, you can join a local chapter. You can go to our website and find out, get daily alerts at your state level, at your federal level.
And you're getting in with the, just with pure data, all facts, OG organization.
And right. And we publish the voting records of members of Congress and of the state legislatures. This was a mammoth undertaking. This is something I'd been wanting to see for years, where we actually get the state legislatures, because our effort now is called Make America States Again, MASA, just like MAGA, Make America Great Again. Part of the greatness of America and the protection of America is our federal system, which is not just, most people think of our federal system as legislative, executive, and judicial separation of the federal government. No, we are a compound republic, as the Founding Fathers said in the Federalist Papers. And so the big, important separation of powers is between the federal government and the state governments. And for the past 60 years, the federal government has completely overshadowed and suborned the state governments. And now we see a resurgence of the states reclaiming their
case in point, led by Texas, BlackRock losing cases for racketeering, organized global ESG UN takeover, trying to shut down Texas investment. And boom, the courts are like, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is mafia tactics. That's the power of the states.
Absolutely. So we have many state legislatures, many state attorney generals taking the fight to the federal government, taking back their power from the feds who have usurped power.
And then they prove themselves at the co-equal state level to then be sent as our emissaries to the federal. So it's also a clearinghouse.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is a great time to be alive. If we were,
well, that's a way to quantify it. Dead reckoning for people that are like, "Oh, this sucks. I know about the New World Order now. They didn't completely fall right away." I mean, I would say the victories we're having on a daily basis now eclipse victories we would have like 20 years ago in a year. I mean, we were like moving at a mile an hour before. We're going at 200 miles an hour now.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very encouraging thing to see these things that are happening. And so the people that are naysaying everything and saying, oh, it's all over, nothing's happening, they're either fools or they are controlled opposition.
Oh, we know there's bots.
Yeah.
But I know that they cherry-pick stuff I say out of context, put it on other channels, and 20 million views. You know, this 20 million, this 10 million. But my full context stuff, it gets suppressed. So the full context, but they actually use me to demoralize people, and that's really a paradox I have because I do long, complex thoughts, but I just, at the end of the day, people just have to come to the full show.
Yeah, so, and it's going to become more and more difficult with the AI. You know, I've seen some of your AI on here. It's fun stuff, but there's very, very complex and convincing AI that is totally fake, and we're already experiencing that. It's going to be used against us.
Well, it's beyond that. Now Google, which is pure evil, they have been, it turns out, for going into videos and manipulating them with AI without asking the creator. So without even asking, they're merging it with reality. That's really the next frontier.
Yes, and that is what they are doing in concert with their co-conspirators in government, in the intelligence agencies. And that is one of the areas that...
And they're going to blur it on purpose so nobody knows what reality is.
Yeah. And then that will feed the temptation that a lot of people have to say, well, you can't know anything anymore, so I...
And that's called the fog of war.
Yes. So we're in very interesting times and very... encouraging times, I believe, a time that I didn't know if was ever going to come in my lifetime, but it has. And so this is the time to strike.
I'll tell you the good news. I agree. Talking to Ed Martin 6 months ago, he said it was already happening. But now, whatever he's told me then comes out later, he's had the people in the Biden White House that ran the auto pen and were told to by this committee of Obama and Hillary and others come to him, and he's got them already. And they're like, what do we do? They're like, well, the paying for pardons is the most obvious, because then it gets into a whole debate about, well, Biden wasn't there, but this committee ran it. But it's just, it's like the crimes are so outrageous, but now it's exponential whistleblowers. Their biggest problem is just processing all the whistleblowers.
Yeah, well, that's a good problem to have compared to in times past where whistleblowers were so fearful of coming forward, and when they did come forward...
They got shot in the back like Seth Rich?
Yeah, or they got suicided one way or the other.
Yeah.
And we had that happen during Oklahoma City. In fact, several times I was just getting ready to interview people, and guess what? He committed suicide.
Terrence Yeager.
Stabbed himself, shot himself, hung himself.
Terrence Yeager, I'm being followed by feds.
Yeah.
And they get him and torture him to death in a field.
Yeah.
That was the cop.
Harry Yakey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They interviewed his family, all of them.
Yeah, and his
mother. That's why you always go back to Oklahoma City, because we really caught him there. I mean, I've interviewed, like, the workers at HUD and the rest of it, and, like, they saw all these famous feds. They later saw at the press conferences, like, what are you doing? Because they, for exercise, you know, they go up to the woman at HUD, and she's like, what are you guys doing? And she's like, they're really good-looking, tough-looking men. They're like, oh, we're just working on the telephone lines, big gray sticks of butter the days before. And, like, she's saying the name. She goes, then I see the press conference, and it's the ATF guy, and it's the German guy, and it's the... Like, they had, like, the head guys planning the bombs themselves.
And you probably have played some of the video of the news footage from that time.
With the bombs, they're taking the bombs out.
Bringing the bombs out.
They didn't detonate.
But none of us have seen, and I think we mentioned it in the last hour with Harrison, is the video footage, the
surveillance cameras that the FBI whistleblowers said they had.
Yes, that from outside of the Murrah building, showing the Ryder truck driving up, showing Timothy McVeigh, showing John Doe number two, showing the vehicle that was following him. And we know that those exist because I interviewed FBI and police officials there days after the event. They had a briefing. They were shown all of this video, and they were told it's going to be coming out.
And then the Fed seized all of it.
Yeah, and then it's still being held. And Jesse Trenadue, the attorney whose brother
got tortured to death.
Tortured to death in Oklahoma City by the FBI.
That's because he was misidentified.
Yes, and he has been trying to get the current Justice Department to release, to go in and get all of that.
Oh, I agree. If Trump wants to fry the Clintons, they need to release
it. That's the way to do it.
You think the feds have destroyed those VHS tapes?
Well, that's always a big concern. There has been a lot of evidence that has disappeared, probably has been destroyed.
Or tainted.
Yeah. But what we find out over and over again is there are some people in the network who don't want to see this.
Well, that's
happen.
How we know, because you were the guy that, even the LA Times report on your investigation, like, what was it, two FBI agents, I'm going from memory, came to you and said, no, we saw it all, and then it was headline, FBI agents saw tapes, said, you know, that they've now been disappeared.
Yep.
What was the LA Times headline?
You got a better memory on
that. No, it was just, I mean, but that was you ferreting around doing that.
Yeah, and thanks to those parents and grandparents who lost children and grandchildren in there and just wouldn't give up, thanks to State Representative Charles Key, who took all of the slings and arrows from the media about how he was messing up.
And General Parton.
General Parton, Sam Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, he weighed in our favor on that. He said that physics, this just
doesn't. Yeah, yeah. A truck bomb doesn't blow up columns in the back of the building, but not columns it's up against.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus the blast points.
Yes.
Remember,
oh,
we have the video, and like General Parton and all these guys are like, these are plastic explosive blast points right here. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi using the, you know, only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Yeah.
So like,
looks. Yeah. So, and even that evidence is still available. They buried it, but those columns would still tell the tale if they were exhumed.
Remember, they put them in the ground and dump concrete on them.
Yeah. Yep. So.
And the Camp Gruber and the bomb.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are so many layers to the deception at the Oklahoma City bombing that there are literally hundreds of points of incriminating evidence that could be brought forward, and that's what we're still working on. And
well, I mean, I interviewed the canine guy they didn't kill, and literally the FBI comes into his office. What's his name? Browning.
Yeah.
And they say, "We'll kill you and your wife if you don't." And he goes, "Excuse me?" And they said, "Well, you know, you and your wife want to die? Shut up." He was a Marine and stuff. He said he almost got up. I talked to him, you know, like, I'd be like, we'll just kill you. We'll kill your wife, buddy.
He was fearless. He kept meeting with me, during all that.
Now imagine you're talking to the head of the canine unit who gets there right behind Terrence Yankee, who they tortured to death, and the feds later come in and go, "You keep asking questions, we're going to kill you and your wife." I don't know what I would do if FBI just came in here and told me that to my face. I maybe a little bit of a problem, you know.
So, unfortunately, some people who were threatened like that didn't survive. Quite a number of them. You mentioned Terry Yakey. He's just one.
He calls his wife. "I've hidden the evidence, blah, blah, blah. The feds are following me." And then they torture him to death.
Yeah, I mean, he's covered with cigarette burns. He's shot in the head. He's dragged through the fields. I talked to his mother incredibly.
Oh, let's talk about that. He was a big old, awesome, smart, big old black guy. How many people he carried out on his back out of the building?
He was a real hero. He went back and forth into the Murrah building when stuff was falling down. Nobody was supposed to go in there, and he kept dragging people out.
But then he saw the bombs, so he had to die.
Yeah.
And they threatened him. He didn't back down either.
No.
But hold on, let's stay there. Let's come back and talk about that.
Well, I'm a 10-4, a hot, wearing meat, eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now.
now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the alexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish sea moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
All right, well, I could talk to William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine, president of the John Birch Society, all day, but we're almost out of time with him, and I got a bunch of other news and an update on my dad I want to get to. But I didn't know he was taking our ultramethylene blue, so I said, oh, with all our guests, we asked him to take it, and everybody except Jeremy Brown wanted to take it for whatever reason. He didn't want to. Great Green Beret, J6er. You know, the feds came to him and tried to get him to go set up. People ahead of J6, he refused. They set up with a hand grenade, all the rest of it. And you just gave me your brief testimony. So I would look, because, I mean, this isn't BS. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes it. It's good for your cells. If you're on SSRIs, you can't take it. It's very serious. We have the strongest, and it funds this operation. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Medical grade, USP grade, the best.
ultramethylene blue. So you sort of give me your testimony saying you love it. I said, hold on. I don't want to know. I want you to tell people on air, William. So when did you get it? What was the effect?
So I had a doctor friend who told me about methylene blue a number of years ago. And so I tried it back then, and then I ran out of it. And then a nurse practitioner, health practitioner friend of mine who's really into all kinds of medical therapies told me about it again a couple of years ago, and I got some, and then I ran out. And then I saw that you had it on InfoWars. So I said, well, I'm all out of it. I'm going to give it a try. And so I got it a couple of months ago, and I guess we'll give it a shot right here.
So, again, I haven't heard the effect. I know you'll tell the truth. Was the other stuff as strong as ours or stronger?
No, I've been a health nut, people call me, all my life.
Well, you look super young for your age. So.
And so I thank God that I've been healthy. And when I take most supplements, a lot of people say, oh, you'll feel, you know, this big surge. And normally I don't. I just think, okay, I'm doing something right for my body and for my brain. And with methylene blue, I haven't had the phenomenal surges that a lot of people have had. But I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy. Helps me I keep a lot of late hours. I'm talking to people over in Europe or over in other continents, and so my biorhythms get all messed up, and so it really helps me with my sleep. And
well, be honest, though, because you're saying your doctors, others told you to do it, just like mine did 6 years ago. I got it, USP, didn't really have the effect. My wife liked it, so she's been on it. We tried different brands. This one, I'm not trying to differentiate, it's just true. It's been way stronger for me. If you do have other brands you took that are as good or better, I want to know, because if there's something better, we'll go with them.
I haven't found anything better.
All right. Well, I mean, to me, just the workouts, because the short term, I felt this big boost of energy, but my biggest thing has just been recovery, and the workouts have been more intense.
Well, I've noticed some of your workouts that you have. My workouts have not been as vigorous as yours, but I do take my dogs, and we go hiking up the mountain every day, and I do my work logging on my property, and so I need as many of these supplements as I can get, and so I found this to be very helpful.
Well, thanks for the plug, and I've given it to over 500 people now, and three of them felt nothing, and then two of them said, I feel like I'm going insane, and I'm scared I'm never taking this again. So take a very small amount when you first take it, folks, because you might be that tiny percent that feel like they're going crazy.
Well, we'll see. When I get back home, I'm going to take the dogs. We're going to go up, and I'll see how many Sasquatches I see.
Where do you live again?
Idaho.
Oh, that's beautiful up there.
Up in God's country.
Absolutely.
After many years in the concrete jungle of L.A. and Sacramento and New York and Washington, D.C., I finally made it back home to Idaho and continuing the fight from there.
And, again, your story, your parents from the John Birch Society, you really respected them, but they were telling you about all the communist infiltration, the U.S. government funds it. You didn't believe it. You went to reverse engineer it, and you were already a scholar and found out your parents were right, and then you joined it.
Yeah, so I had heard, and I didn't know where. I had never met anybody from the Birch Society. I had never read any of their materials. I just had it implanted in my brain from the media, from textbooks, from school, that these crazy Birchers were some kind of neo-Nazis, racist, Ku Klux Klan, all those kind of things. I knew they couldn't be Nazi because both of my parents and all of my uncles fought in World War II against the Nazis, and they were good, strong Americans. And so, and that's why, getting back to the fight that we're in, a lot of people are whimpering and whining, oh, it's all over. My dad was in the 82nd Airborne. He was at the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, people were freezing to death. People were being run over by tanks. You think that you're in a battle just because you went through the election last year, and you had to walk some precincts, and you had to knock on some doors. folks, that isn't the battle. We've got some battles before us, and we've got to really put on our big boy pants and get busy.
Well, yeah, and you've been through a lot. Trump's been through a lot. I've been through a lot, but I chose that. I know my enemy's evil. I've had them actually tell me at these depositions and mediations, they go, you know, we're the mafia. We're really going to, and I'm like, oh, I already knew that. What you think now that you're threatening me? They openly do this. I've named names. Like, I already know that. So I chose this. Whatever happens to me, I chose this. And the alternative of being a slave and turning my family over to them is a trillion times worse than the lawsuits and the attacks and the infiltration and the grand juries. I mean, I know I'm fighting evil. This is what we're meant to do. It feels good to fight evil.
Absolutely.
I don't want people to understand out there, this is the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. You're missing out. I know this audience is active, so I'm not preaching to you. But for the new people that tune in, or the black-pilled whiny babies, I learned the newbies, the people that just woke up are the biggest crybabies.
Yeah, but I am finding people that have just woken up that are going, oh, I had no idea this was going on, and they're willing to get in the
fight. Oh, I'm not saying the majority of new people that wake up are bad. I'm just saying a big portion of them wake up, and now they want to critique. They want, well, if it's so bad, why didn't we fix it? Yeah. Well, you go out and really take them on and see what happens. I'll tell you why. They come after your ass.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, Serafin, 6 months ago, the FBI said, yeah, they've given all the local districts the files. And a month later, he goes, yeah, I've talked to a bunch of field officers. No one will go do it. And even the few FBI agents go, fine, you have to volunteer to look at the child rape stuff. As soon as they go in, they go, actually, you got reassigned. Mm-hmm. So it's like, which is weird. Why would Bondi send it out to all the offices? That kind of like is loading the blackmail gun maybe against the deep state, but then nobody actually looks at it. I don't know.
Yeah, there are still a lot of mysteries about why some of these things aren't happening yet. And we talked about that in the last hour with Harrison, that we know that Dan Bongino, he looks like he was dragged through a knothole. He was very uncomfortable when he first started.
I've known Bongino like 15, or however long it is. He used to always look happy and great. He looks like a POW now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of internal conflict. He knows that, hey, things aren't right here. He's trying to, he was trying to do the right thing. And he's run up against some brick walls, some steel doors, and some bad people that are arguing that.
And he's being asked through loyalty for the CIA and Mossad that we're going to move on to other things here. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, those are things. Reality, folks, that we have to deal with and have to expect.
And they come and say, hey, we're going to do all these good things and fix all this, but we're not doing this. And that becomes that lesser two evils thing.
Yeah, this is off limits. Can't go there. Well, the things that they say are off limits are really the areas that we need to break through.
What do you make of the entire obsession with Israel? I mean, obviously, you've been critical of Israel a lot, but it's not been your central focus. China and the big NGOs and all that, but clearly there's a dialectic going on with a confrontation is coming with this ramp up with anti-Israel stuff and then all the bizarre behavior of Israel. How do you see the dialectic working there?
That's a very difficult puzzle to unravel there. It's very clear that Netanyahu and his mob there have talons in the Trump administration because President Trump is doing things that he said he wouldn't do. We're going to stay out of these wars. He's aiding the Israeli, I don't like to use the word genocide because that's what the left is always doing, but really they're indiscriminate killing of people in Gaza. That's turning people against Israel. And against the Israeli people and against Jews. And so he needs to come clean on that. And
by the way, I love how I said 6 months ago, they're going to take all of Gaza. He just announced they're taking it all. So where are they going to send the 2 million people?
Well,
now get that video ready. I mean, I love how every step of the way, notice Netanyahu, and I don't want to fetishize attacking Israel because there's so much other, but it's like Netanyahu, the lies get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, we don't want Gaza. Yeah, we do. Oh, you didn't arrest the head of our cyber command in a pedophile sting when he's mugshotted and on record. I mean, it's just the, or we accidentally blew up a hospital in one day twice.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, I mean, just stop.
Yeah. So I mean, it's lost all credibility long ago. And it unfortunately is driving people into the Hamas arms because
that's the paradox is that then the left and Soros is all with Islam. People go, well, I'm for Israel or I'm for Islam. No, it's like these false dichotomies.
Absolutely. You know, it's the same thing that we're seeing in Ukraine, with Ukraine and Russia. That's probably one of the most difficult things that we have to deal with Trump is the whole Israeli factor and the Netanyahu factor. I don't know how we get out of that. And I think that a big part of the explanation for that is all of the funding that he got from Edelson and others that extracted a promise from him. But he made a promise to the American people that he's going to make America great again and he's going to put America first. Not Netanyahu first.
Well, in Gallup polls, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world, and they finally knocked out Hezbollah and Hamas. And so now they stop there, but no, it's like dominate the discussion, suck all the air out of the building. We got to deal with China. We can't just be running around spending $10 trillion in the Middle East. $10 trillion, people.
Yeah, I mean, we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. That's not just, as the old trope goes, that we owe it to ourselves. We're paying people who own those bonds that debt.
Yeah, if you're wondering why there's so much inflation, more than anything, it's the wars.
Yeah,
I've seen the numbers the other day. It's $10 trillion now, conservatively. Afghanistan, Iraq, all of it.
Yeah.
$10 trillion.
Where's that coming from? It's got to come from somewhere. And they spin it out at the Federal Reserve, I'm sure. A few days ago in Jackson Hole, where all the central bankers were meeting, that they came up with some delightful programs to save us there and to pump out some more trillions of dollars.
Well, that's the thing. They're maneuvering us towards total bankruptcy. So we're all obsessing over Israel, which is all front and center and fine. Up above that, do we have the Netanyahu clip, guys? All right, here is Netanyahu. And we've got to pull up after this. We can do it in post because we're live right now. All the articles that we're conspiracy theorists, they're not going to take all of Gaza. They're not going to ship the refugees here. They leaked the plan a year ago. They want to ship 1 million+ to Europe and 1 million here. If these Palestinians are so dangerous, how about we put them at Netanyahu's house? I mean, seriously, Netanyahu wants to put, I don't want to blow the little kids up at the same time, you know, rattlesnakes in our bed. And it's like, I mean, this is just disgusting. This is disgusting. So I say we send 10,000 Palestinians to Pastor Hagee, the Christian Zionist church here in San Antonio. You just take 10,000 of them. Hagee, I tell you what, you take 10,000 of the 2.5 million at your church first, and I'll back him. Of course, you know Hagee isn't going
to
take them.
But he can't export them anywhere else. He has to keep them there in his property.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's Netanyahu. Here it is. They're gonna literally, I guess, if nobody takes them, march the Palestinians into the desert. Here it is.
You will go immediately into a meeting with your security cabinet. Will Israel take control of all of Gaza?
We intend to, in order to assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza, and to pass it to civilian governance. That is not Hamas. And not anyone advocating the destruction of Israel. That's what we want to do. We want to liberate ourselves and liberate the people of Gaza from the awful terror of Hamas. And you were in the Gaza Strip today. You met Palestinians who are fighting Hamas.
Let's just stop there. This is actually from the 7th, but then they've been denying it again. This is this whipsaw. What's happening here?
Well, we keep getting this, and he says, oh, well, yes, we were attacking a Hamas terrorist, and it went into a school or went into a hospital. It was all a mistake. You know, you can only credibly fall for that once or twice.
Well, the last hospital, though, they bomb it. and then the aid workers get there and they bomb it again. Yeah. So, oop, a mishap, you know.
Yeah, so you have to ask yourself, are they trying to completely destroy any goodwill at all that anyone has for Israel, or trying to demonize it so we can have an all-out war in the Middle East, bring in Russia on the side of Hezbollah?
Are they trying to create Armageddon?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know the Albert Pike thing, he didn't really write the Three World Wars thing, but whenever that, whoever wrote that was kind of telling you what was going to happen.
So all of this deception, and it's such patently obvious deception, is pushing us toward that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Since there was a third strike. Oh, excuse me. How many hours apart? Accidentally, they bombed the hospital three times hours apart, all by accident. Oh, my God. Sorry. Go ahead, William.
That's called a triple tap.
It's all accidental. It's like if I shot with 100 yards with a bow and arrow, which I used to be that good, bullseye three times in a row. It's just an accident, William. I just didn't take like 10 years of training to do it or anything.
So, I mean, this is one of the biggest debacles that the Trump administration is facing, because he has backed Netanyahu on this. So, you know, he's got to hear from the MAGA crowd that, no, this is not acceptable. We're not pro Hamas if we are opposed to these kinds of inhuman criminal policies.
But we don't lower ourselves to their level. Plus, when a lot of those people aren't even pro Hamas, like all the blowing up of Catholic churches on accident, and even in the West Bank, oopsie, we blew it up. Then it's these Israelis laughing as they aim a howitzer at the cross and blow it up.
Well, yes. So, you know, they're all people. They're all human beings there in Gaza, but there are many Christians there as well, and they're being targeted.
I mean, look, the settlers are going in and burning down the oldest Christian communities in the world, and even the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Huckabee, had to finally come out and say, please don't do that. It's bad for fundraising.
Yeah.
I mean, like, again, I don't even want to be enemies with Israel, but you can't be on, you know, the settlers put out a release saying, we will drive all Goyim out. And you're just, okay, I mean, it's just like, okay, well.
You're not supposed to repeat that, because if you do, they'll accuse you of being anti-Semitic and anti-Israel.
So why is there such arrogance? It's not obviously the majority, I wouldn't say, you know, but like, why does Netanyahu let, even when Huckabee goes, hey, it's bad for fundraising, we got Christians sending you billions that run ads everywhere, send money to Israel, you need to stop blowing up the churches, you know, that might not even be a good deal. Huckabee's like, I lead groups there, the churches, on pilgrimages, you know, $20,000 a person. Can you leave a few churches? Like, he literally like, please stop blowing them up. We make money off those.
Yeah, I have in my home crucifixes and statues and crosses that are made by Christians, carved by Christians in Bethlehem. That's how they support themselves. And those artisans are almost extinct now. There's only a couple families left there that do this.
And if I wanted to be mean to Israel, I mean, I have a responsibility to show someone. I can show you hours of, it looks like Road Warrior, people on dune buggies and bulldozers laughing and throwing Molotov cocktails at Christian houses and burning them all down laughing. And then I'm not supposed to talk about it. It's like.
And their orchards and their vineyards and all of those things. There's only a few Christian communities left. And
well, I mean, when the West Bank, they just blew the last church up.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet their homes, their gardens, their vineyards, their orchards.
Yeah, well, when 200 Israelis come through your town in trucks and bulldozers and throw Molotov cocktails at the few remaining houses and your cars, it's an accident, though.
Yep. Yep. So,
well, then I actually support it, because I think I'm going to hell if I don't support Israel. So I think that every Christian in Israel should be publicly executed, because I don't worship Jesus, I worship Israel.
Well, a lot of Christians have to face up to that they have been duped into believing that Israel is our savior, and it is not. If you're a Christian, you believe that the Jew, Jesus Christ, is the savior, the Son of God. And I believe that. That's why I wear the crucifix.
Well, you know me over the years, and you too. I love everybody. I try not to get into these dialectics. You know, I want to convert everybody to freedom and Christ, and I'm doing it lovingly. But like you said, this is being done to create a big clash.
We are being played to enter into this fake battle between Christians and Jews and Muslims using the religious hatreds that the globalists and the communists have been using for all of the past century to agitate for warfare. It's part of the dialectic process of having the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and the synthesis in this case being war.
Divide and conquer, the great game. All right, we're going to end the interview. We've got dark journals with huge breaking news on the secret space program and all the weirdness. What do you make of Trump saying we've conquered time and space and a science czar saying that?
Well, I think that the misplaced faith in science and thinking that science, transhumanism, AI, all of these things are going to solve all of our problems is a very big false.
No, it's a cult. I agree. And notice almost all this stuff, especially the way it's deployed. I'm not a troglodyte, but it always makes stuff worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we use the technology, and it's only because of the technology that you're able to do this, that we, as I said in the last segment, back in the day when we were doing the Oklahoma City bombing thing, we didn't have the internet, didn't have cell phones until the tail end of that. And every time you wanted to dig out a document, you had to go to a federal depository, dig through a whole bunch of files, go to the microfiche, microfilm. Now it's all there at our fingertips. It is a force multiplier.
But it is like water everywhere, not up drink. We have more info than ever, but most people won't even go with what's real. They'd rather just have some rumor. William F. Jasper, New American Magazine, newamerican.com. Stay right there. We're going to end this segment. I did a 30-second plug last hour and no plug this hour. I'm the biggest problem around here funding-wise. When I plug every hour, we get enough funds in to operate. We are right on the edge of the red again. We're winning against the bad guys. But I need you to go to theoligstore.com. You heard William F. Chatter talk about how great our methylene blue is. Today and tomorrow, the last days, 50X entries for the sweepstakes for the Jeep Gladiator and the Corvette and all that, $20,000 in prizes. That's our sponsor. They love doing it. I love meeting the winners every month when they come in. But you get 50X entries until tomorrow. But you can also get two bottles, already discounted, of the Irish Sea Moss gummies and get a free bottle. That ends tomorrow as well. And if you haven't had the Irish Sea Moss, experience it. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. We'll be right back with Dark Journals. Got a little bit more to say. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theoligstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at theoligstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Our journalist has got huge breaking news in the secret space program and all the craziness that's going on for the balance of the hour here in about 5 minutes. But I wanted to give an update on my father, David Ross Jones, to all the viewers and listeners who prayed for him. I know the power of prayer is real, and that when it aligns with God's purposes, that God will heed our calls. And I barely talked about it a little bit on Tuesday, and it went viral. I got hundreds and hundreds of calls and texts and emails from listeners and family and, you know, talk show hosts and other people. I want to thank them all for their concern and for their prayer. And again, I was very pessimistic because there's two veins, arteries that go into the brain stem. One of them is blocked. That's why he's had neurological problems. And he's, you've seen the neurologist and all that. He also has his aorta about to blow, something that almost killed his father, my grandfather. So he wanted to have it, even though he had to sign waivers, because that it reduces blood flow during the 4 or 5 hour surgery and, you know, could block the other artery. But he did it. And the cardiologist and the surgeon and, you know, all of them said, we're not going to say it's going to do this, but with this aorta, this balloon, it causes issues. We think it'll really help his blood pressure and may actually boost blood to the brain. And so he goes through this 4 or 5 hour surgery and he comes out. And in the last year or so, you know, sometimes he's mentally not there because part of the blood not going to his brain. And he falls down and stuff when it closes completely. And it's just been a nightmare. And after he has open heart surgery, he was very well spoken and very cognizant, which the nurses thought was amazing. And they said his color was already better. And the EKGs and all the numbers were showing his blood pressure, like low, not it was super high before, now low. And it looks like that huge ballooning of his aorta, it did do what they thought it might do. It got more blood to his brain. So this is just an answer to prayer. I'm going to get in the car and drive back up there right now. He's about an hour and a half away. That's where he wanted to have the surgery. We got old family ties to Temple. On both sides of the family, we're involved founding Temple up there and the Belton area in Waco. And that's where a lot of his family went and had their surgeries and things as well. So I guess it's just a family thing. But the surgeon did a really great job, and we appreciate him. And so that's that. My dad is not out of the woods, but I was extremely concerned because, I mean, just this last weekend, I was with him, and we were talking, and all of a sudden he just starts drooling for a couple minutes and then kind of wakes back up. Because of the brainstem thing. And I'm like, you're going to have open heart surgery for aorta on top of this? But the doctors are like, we're not going to say it's going to do it, but we think it's going to stabilize things, get more blood in the brain. And first approximation is, yeah, his numbers look really good. And so that's the miracle of modern medicine. There's so many good nurses and doctors and people in medicine and researchers, but it's an evil system above it controlling things. And it uses the goodwill of the people with like Big Pharma and Bill Gates to try to come in and do horrible, evil things in that process, thus compromising everything. But you just saw Kennedy. He didn't fire dozens, as they're saying. It's hundreds of all the Bill Gates people at the CDC and the NIH and, you know, all of it. A massive, massive purge in more than five major health agencies of all the Bill Gates people. Because he bans mRNA shots, and they just, behind his back, sign an order and do it. So it shows this fight, not even in the deep state now, but openly in the bureaucracy. And because the public's informed, we finally got a beachhead with Kennedy and others in there. These fights are now out in the open, and you've got Trump calling for Soros's arrest and his son for financing all these riots. And you've got the Federal Reserve Board member refusing to leave. And you've got the other federal officials refusing to leave. It's just all coming to a head, showing how illegitimate and obstinate these people are. CDC director refuses to leave. Federal Reserve board member refuses to leave. Well, they'll lose that fight as well.
Meanwhile, Jamie Raskin, the architect of January 6th, says, don't cut crime. It's part of our history and our culture. These are sick, sick, evil people. Dark Journalist takes over now. Daniel Liss, Sure to Live Feed, Relox Jones, and Rumble right now. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Great time to be hosting here again at InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. And this is fantastic because coming in on what Alex was just saying also is quite interesting because he's talking about that fight behind the scenes now coming right up above board. So we're all getting a chance to see this. And he was relating it to, of course, Secretary Kennedy's fight there over as the Secretary of Health. And there's a lot of changes that we're looking at that are happening that we need to be very canny about. And a big, big piece of this is the UFO file and the space moves, which are dramatic in the middle of all this. And it's always great, of course. I am dark journalist Daniel List. And a lot of what I get into looks at the very same aspects of the deep state, but coming in really from that aerospace side, incorporating a lot of the UFO file involved. And, you know, it's interesting when I think about Alex's work, I always think about how he's an architect of the independent media. This is crucial because having him be able to look out at this subject matter is absolutely crucial because we need that canny view of the whole thing. Very often I've said that a lot of the deep state people who understand the deep state, understand how the government works, understand assassination and how that government power structure operates, won't go near the UFO file because the UFO file in general, the field has fallen down rather dramatically. There have been a lot of hoaxers and a lot of hucksters and marketing people. And most importantly, there's been intelligence agencies manipulating the entire structure. Now, when I blew the whistle on that over 5 years ago now, everybody and their mother freaked out in relation to this because they were like, hey, this is disclosure. Don't block disclosure. Look, we've gone very, very deep, and I want to say this. The UFO file is so real, and there's so much there to work with, but there is an active program inside of that intelligence structure, and it's very important for us to incorporate that into any aspects of how we look into this. And if we don't get that part and see them rolling out the kind of counterintelligence narrative, we're never going to get to the real thing, which is ramping up in the background. Now, there's four major factors I'm going to talk with you about this hour that have to do with these space real politic here. And that's the secret space program dealing with the UFO file and the government cover up that's involved here. And what I want to point out is when you see, for example, President Trump making these moves, talking about merging Lockheed Martin, which many of us call Lockheed Martian because of their genuine aims. It's very interesting because Lockheed has always had a tremendous role in the background on the government side. They are the chief defense contractor, and they've always been the one associated with the redevelopment of the UFO material, crash UFO material, that advanced piece. Now, Trump there in Exhibit 4, he now is suggesting that the Pentagon go all in and become a shareholder and actually own a piece of Lockheed. Now, this is very interesting because if you go back in the entire period of President Eisenhower handing the baton off to President Kennedy with his fantastic speech about the military-industrial complex, he is in a particular position back there, which is the same one that Trump is in now, which is, unfortunately, when he was ill in the middle of his term, that's Eisenhower, Nixon got in there, and he was the operating president for a couple of months while Ike was recovering. During that time, Nixon switched out a lot of the UFO file to corporate America, and this is the nature of a big part of the problem. They didn't want a trail leading us back to the actual government in the middle of all this. And so what they did there is quite fascinating. They said, well, we'll give it to these companies, and they'll create this kind of shadowy corridor between the aerospace companies and intelligence. And in fact, they did. They did a tremendous job of it, so much so, in fact, that by 1963, President Kennedy was using all kinds of moves in order to change the situation. And many of those moves in the end would end up in that final dust up with the Central Intelligence Agency on November 22nd. It's crucial to understand the moves in space that Kennedy was making in that time, because we'll understand what's happening in 2025 in relation to the UFO file now. And President Trump's moves in the first term to grab the Space Force and bring it under the wing of the White House, back under that umbrella of executive power, are crucial for us to understand. He thought, I'll get the UFO file back this way because, after all, it's a space defense agency. It's going to be the one that will be in charge. But instead, actually, what happened was it was honeycombed through the Biden era, and so that process didn't work as smoothly. Now Trump is thinking, well, we have all these redeveloped UFO projects deep, deep, deep inside of the military-industrial complex. The defense contractors and others are looking at this, and they're saying, we're safe because we are, after all, a private entity. We don't need to share that. So the president, in his effort to get that back under executive control, is basically thinking, if we take over Lockheed, if we become the chief shareholder, then all of that redeveloped material, there's no legal aspect. There's no legal problem in acquiring it on our side. This is a crucial thing to understand because Lockheed Martin with Skunk Works has been the center of the redevelopment of these exotic technologies. And when you think of it that way, Trump's move in having, you know, Howard Lutnick involved in discussing this and really letting that out there, it's a trial balloon. It's to see, you know, can they pick up on this and can we get that power back under the presidential level? Now, Trump has been working on that. This fight goes all the way back to the deep event of 1963 and Kennedy. And if you go into that battle, you can see how it developed and you can see the subsequent presidents battling it out until you get past Reagan. And then they have other people like Bush who are already in sync with the cover up and with the redevelopment of this because they are so, so deep in the continuity of government program. Now, the COG program does not get the coverage that it deserves when you're dealing in independent media or alternative media. And the danger, I believe, in the kind of podcast pop click world that we find ourselves running into, with a lot of headline driven stuff, is that a lot of those podcasters don't know about COG and how it is literally one of the ultimate secrets deep, deep inside of the structure with very little oversight. And so that process, which is basically responsible for what we understand as underground bunkers, and that whole underground government that sweeps through and at times comes robbing right into that public space. What happens is they'll create a deep event like an Iran-Contra, like the financial coup d'etat of 2008, or COVID, or 9/11. And then they leave, they retreat, they get a policy change like Homeland Security or NORTHCOM as a result of that. And then they back up and we're stuck looking around at the ruins and saying, oh, what just took place there? What is it that's going on really? And who are those people? We can just see little tentacles at times, little points of interface. Maybe a Bill Gates here, a Bezos Blue Origin there, a Dick Cheney here. But the larger picture of that superstructure is very difficult because it's obscured on purpose. And, of course, the media has had a great responsibility for that. What we've seen in the overthrow of the media, as it were, by the independent media, is that that mainstream media has now co-opted many elements inside of what was called independent media. So now we had state corporate paid media, and then we move along into this other media, which is the co-opting of the podcast space, that becomes then a different paid media. So in fact, we need that kind of third alternative in the grand scheme of things to get at the real thing, which is neither, you know, astroturfing on one hand, and nor is it the corporate media on the other. This is a crucial thing to understand, because if you're going to get the truth on anything as exotic as the UFO file or that deeper structure, the superstructure inside the government, and the thing that the current administration is grappling with through figures like Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy, you have to understand the deep level of knowledge that they have in relation to this, and also that they're deep inside the structure. But over here are these groups, and they're using this breakaway X-Tech. Gives them a tremendous, tremendous advantage, and they've flaunted that advantage through many, many administrations to get policy changes that they want, and also to stay about 100 years ahead of the public in terms of the technological curve, which is dramatic, because the way science works, you know, one guy picks up on this tremendous scientific discovery and all these other researchers bomb onto it, and then they ping off in their own directions. Well, in this case, all of those advances are going on behind the scenes. And if you have that process going on, that's where the X-Tech and the X-Protect group gets involved. That's the breakaway group, and they're operating in the background, and they will activate the UFO threat protocol. This is what has been kind of their main goal since 1947, in fact. Now, when I look back and I see some of the players who are coming out of that deep state structure, on the aerospace side, this is the crucially ignored part, because if you go back into NASA and you go back into Von Braun and some of these people, NASA is very, very little understood in terms of its setup, in terms of its function. The little keys that we have, the windows and the insight that we can get through someone like Gordon Cooper, for example, who was an astronaut who saw, who viewed UFOs while being an astronaut. As a matter of fact, when he was flight training, he was involved with many UFO incidents where they were imitating his flight patterns and then would just shoot off and take off in these metallic craft that were far, far advanced. And we're going back there to his stories from 1951. By the time he's in Gemini and he's putting together that moon mission for Apollo, he gets a little tap on the shoulder by von Braun, who, as famously we brought over from the paperclip Nazi advanced rocket program. And just how advanced were those Nazis? I'm going to mention a little known fact that comes to us on the record from Paul Mellon, somebody deep, deep in that structure. I spoke to his grandson and I got this quote, but fundamentally the Germans were in possession of some aspect of this technology, either developed or crashed. And it's very, very important for us to understand the lineage of how that works. Because if they were operating with this stuff in 1945, you got a real problem because we're 80 years later and the public doesn't get anything except these hints of like, oh, you know, suddenly we're going to give you UFO disclosure. So they can launch something along the lines of a 3-eye Atlas threat. You know, oh, there's this gigantic comet and it's arriving towards Earth and, you know, now we have Avi Loeb out there, as I've described in many of my recent episodes, and he's right over here at the astrophysics lab at Harvard. This guy has been in the heart of the intelligence community push for a UFO threat. But his angle is that, oh, there's a big comet coming in, but it's intelligently controlled to observe Earth and its AI. So if we get our AI up to speed, we're going to be able to communicate with it. And this is that kind of Godhead thing. And Loeb himself has attributed many of the UFO file aspects to this extraterrestrial God hypothesis, which is absurd, of course, if there were off-planet civilizations, and I think that there's good information that there are, then they would be peers. So there's no God aspect involved with that. So, you know, trying to bring this God part in, either from the Avi Loeb scientific part, or once in a while now you've been hearing these Congress people with their committees, and there's one coming up on September 9th, and they're sitting there and they're talking about, well, the UFOs are fallen angels. Again, they're drawing you into a conversation you don't need to have. In fact, they don't know anything about it. They're Congress people. They're technical people. What do they know about angels? You know, last I checked, you go to mystics or you go to religious figures to talk about angels. You know, when you're dealing with congressional committees trying to get to the bottom of a cover-up inside the government, you don't start pulling on people's different attitudes on that other level. It's just a way to obfuscate the situation and to gain favor for particular positions. So we need to keep that in mind, that it's a program, that the UFO Defense Office, the UFO Defense Grid, is coming in on both sides. And President Trump's side on this is quite interesting, and I'll go back to Cooper in a moment. But I will say this about Trump, that Trump, because of the knowledge imparted to him by his uncle, John Trump, who had not only apprehended the Tesla papers upon Tesla's death, but was already involved in some deep black projects relating to advanced technology a long, long time, 1930s, 1940s. In World War II, he's on a secret mission where he rolls into France with Ike, you know, General Eisenhower. I mean, John Trump was such an inside player. And by the time he gets into all those things with Tesla, when he's sent in there by Vannevar Bush, well, Vannevar Bush was in charge of the UFO file. This was the secrecy that they needed to develop in the 1940s to check out the different things that they were discovering. And they adopted a Masonic code of secrecy. It came directly out of the fact that Bush had been the MIT master of that lodge. And it's a very unusual lodge there at MIT as well. So when we think about that, he's bringing him in as his protege. So John Trump has the UFO knowledge. He has the Tesla knowledge. He works with it for years. He works with Van de Graaff, space microwaves. So by the time you get around to President Trump saying these things about Uncle John told me this, Uncle John told me that, there's steganography in that. There's messaging. It's a kind of cryptography of the way that Trump speaks about things, because very often he'll mention his uncle when he doesn't have to at all. This has to be understood, that this is part of the cards that he plays when he is dealing with that deep state structure. You know, and it's not to make Trump some time lord or something like that. It's to get to the point of, look, he's dealing on the same level as these players in the deep state who are aware of the exotic technology in the UFO file, and that they've crisscrossed this effect that takes place inside of that UFO file with things that they've developed through Tesla technology. As far back as the 19th century, they were working on this. How far advanced are they now? We can't even imagine. But I will tell you what's fascinating is that Trump keeps bringing up, when he's talking in that fantastic and very unusual summit with Putin in Alaska, he starts talking again about this eliminating nukes and eliminating the nuclear threat too powerful. Well, if you eliminate nukes, you have to have something else to replace it. This is what President Reagan brought forward with Gorbachev. They talked about the zero option in Reykjavik. They talked about the UFO file in Reykjavik. No translator, no State Department people, no CIA people. Just like that famous meeting of Trump going into the Beast. And the Beast itself, I think, is very interesting. That secret meeting that he has in the car where nobody can listen. This is the crucial thing, where this is the way that these leaders get together. And the ultimate fear of the intelligence agencies is those leaders on the Russian side and on the American side get together and, God forbid, talk about the UFO file and develop a strategy on their own that goes outside of the intelligence community, outside of the NRO, outside of the NGA, outside of the NSA. You have to understand the impact of those leaders meeting, which is why they freaked out so much in Trump's first term. Now, I did put an exhibit up there of Lockheed talking about their basic space domination in this very obscure video that they took offline, actually. I retained a copy of it, and it's Exhibit 1. We can show some of those graphics in the background at some point. One thing I think is crucial to understand, Trump's move for Lockheed and to acquire Lockheed on the government side is to say, I want the UFO file back under government control. This is a crucial realization. This is the piece, again, like Space Force. This goes back to Reagan saying with Gorbachev, if we are attacked by something outer space, will you fight with us against this UFO threat? And this is a conversation that Gorbachev imparted on the record at the New York Press Club to Charlie Rose. I mean, it can't be denied. And of course, it's been scrubbed from the internet. Don't worry. We have copies of it and we've put it out. We've even shown it on, Alex's show. So that is a very, very crucial piece of history because Reagan is saying, look, we know about the UFO file. Just in case this turns into a war, are you going to be on our side? Which I think is one of the most fascinating conversations in history. Now, what was the conversation with Kennedy and Khrushchev? You see, the pattern is a pattern through history, and it's the UFO file arc from 1947, which is, you know, the kickoff, but really there's a much, much deeper history with the UFO file, to 2025, here we are, and now they're talking about the UFO hearing September 9th. Now they're talking about 3i Atlas. And now NASA is saying, oh, you know, we're going to give an alien briefing, all this kind of stuff. This is what's coming into it. You have Congress people, the most obscure and, let's face it, nerdy Congress people in the entire world, rolling forward and saying, hey, UFOs are UAPs. And guess what? They're interdimensional, guys. You know, where did these people develop an interest in the UFO file in the first place? Now, they're being sent out there. They're being told, look, this thing is rolling out over the next 5 years. That information, that technology, that exact part that we've been developing in the background is going to come forward, and it's going to be a part of commerce. So not only is it a central kind of grid that we're developing with the Golden Dome, but this is going to be a piece of it. And that understanding, that knowledge of that technology, they have to. So the idea is, how do you reintroduce it? If you've been hiding that for 80 or 90 years and developing it with the public and the public's money, what do you do? What if you say, when you say, well, the last moon mission was 1972. Yeah, but we're going to go back with Artemis, even though it's 53 years later. Well, what happened in between? What'd you do with our money? why did you let the public out of the loop on that? You see, these are the crucial questions we find ourselves facing. When I get into the next segment here, what I'm going to do is go over the testimony of Gordon Cooper about the two space programs. So you've heard in our work about the secret space program. Well, I'm going to tell you the roots of that and also how the intel community is trying to infiltrate that entire idea and get their hands on it so that they could rub the public the wrong way about exactly what they were looking for. But of course, it's on the record that the NASA hacker, Gary McKinnon in 1999 and then in 2001, he comes out with his testimony of hacking into NASA. And what is it that he sees there when he's looking at these different UFO files that they had on their computer structures unguarded and that he could quite easily get in? And boy, did we try to extradite him. He finds an off-world officers list. Those aren't astronauts. So who are they? That's a different program. That's the other program. And I'll tell you what, Gordon Cooper indicated this other program. And he also indicated that originally NASA was going to Mars in 1981, and he was going to command the mission. So when they pulled the plug on that, it's rather dramatic for him. And I think he understood why, and that was the UFO file. Also, the fact that if he's talking about the UFO file back there, they realize, oh, this guy is not going to shut up about what he finds on Mars, even if he respects his security oath. Like, he's a loose cannon. He's too honest. We can't have him head this mission up. And at a certain point, von Braun, the incredible rocket genius, head of our program, who got us to the moon, taps Cooper on the shoulder and says, you know that Mars mission I told you about? Forget about it. Forget about it. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back. Of course, this is going to take us deep, deep into that UFO avenue. And the deeper we go, what we're going to find staring right across back at us are those deep state players hoarding that level of technology. Stay with us, please.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step
step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It is fantastic to be back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. And the show today was fantastic. And one of the great things, of course, that Alex was pointing out was this clash that was going on. And he was mentioning there Bobby Kennedy's clash. And it's very interesting to me because, of course, there's an echo in all of this with Kennedy. And this is quite important because when we run into the Trump information, we run into the Kennedy piece, you're seeing a battle that is played out in this structure between these deep elements with deep events. And it's a kind of superstructure that operates on a parallel basis as a system. And we don't get to see what that is. And we can only see their motivations through their action. And so we've seen, you know, with the lockdowns and everything else, where they're going with so much of this. But one of the things I'd like to point out, that if you thought the COVID op was something with the lockdowns and the, you know, talk of putting people in camps who weren't vaccinated and all that kind of thing, wait till they get to the UFO threat. This is the nature of the problem. And we've been seeing all these moves of them approaching this. Now, the UFO threat is something that the intelligence community has been putting together for a number of years. And some of the articles that have been coming out in leading publications are demonstrating this battle that's going on in the background. And you have one group, you know, who was writing in the Wall Street Journal, who I'm very familiar with, and they were writing and saying, hey, you know, all of the stuff that has been leaked out by the government is just to cover up their own exotic projects. And then they had the New York Times making some very interesting counterpoints. Now, both of them are tools of that machinery, but let's see how that battle plays out. And it's very unusual. These guys on the Wall Street Journal side are saying, let's put the genie back in the bottle. Stop talking about the UFO thing because the public can't handle it, and we can roll this stuff out some other way without informing the public. And then the other group, and they're both kind of CIA-influenced groups, the CIA-influenced group around the New York Times is having a devil of a time with this, and they're saying, well, now the Wall Street Journal is pushing against this after we put it out there and promoted these phony whistleblowers who were all CIA people who were claiming, hey, I lost my job and all the rest of it. When in fact, when I did just a little bit of investigating into those guys, they were working for four or five different government contract jobs. They were working for everything from the NSA to the NGA. So they weren't whistleblowers who gave up their jobs. Those are lies. So it's very important that when we hear that first blush of a story on Fox, on CNN, that circulates through everything in the independent media, that we take the chance to really spend some time and go deep with what is it, who are we dealing with? And in the case of the people that they rolled out, like Elizondo and others, they were just clearly intel people. And I backtracked them and, in fact, identified their intel histories, including their work with James Clapper, that paragon of virtue. I'm going to read something from that New York Times article that came out just recently, though, because I think it illustrates well the middle of the situation that we're in, with one group trying to parade this false UFO threat piece and the other group trying to stuff it back behind the wall of secrecy. And so this article, it had a very interesting title. It was called "Did the Deep State Invent the UFO Craze?" which is a very kind of dark journalist title by Russ Toothat. And the key part of the whole thing for me is this, and I think this does come from them trying to astroturf and kind of corroborate and grab that narrative to co-opt the story around the UFO file. And what it says is, the sudden bipartisan interest from senators and congressmen, not just eccentrics in the House of Representatives, but also figures like Senator Chuck Schumer, for example, another paragon of virtue, who's leading the fight for UFO disclosure. Come on. When has this guy ever done anything on behalf of the public? He was the then majority leader, and Senator Mike Rounds, Republican of South Dakota. They try to pull in both sides, and you'll see this a lot, which, you know, they're doing this with Representative Burleson right now. And he's leading the whole, like, oh, you know, we need to get that disclosure and we need to find out about fallen angels and things. Congress people can't give you answers about fallen angels. I'm sorry. You know, they're way, way out of their league. And so they're trying to do this. You know, they're kind of dialing for dollars when they do this. But let's continue here. Third, at the same time, all the leaks and insider accounts fell consistently short of what UFO believers called expectantly disclosure, offering enough to feed speculation about secret government programs, but not nearly enough to overcome a basic skeptical default. This is the space that they need to keep you in permanently so that they can forever drip, drip, drip this piece out and you think that you're getting something. And when I've talked to people who said, hey, you know, if you're against the CIA disclosure thing, we'll never get the truth about UFOs. And it's not true at all. In fact, you can get it with completely without the Central Intelligence Agency. The only thing the Central Intelligence Agency is built for in this department is counterintelligence. Counterintelligence means the ability to lie to your adversary in order to obfuscate what's actually going on. You know, one of the best examples of this kind of counterintelligence was when General Patton was putting out false information about where they were going to land, that they weren't going to land at Normandy. They were going to land in this other place. They were putting plastic tanks and everything in there to fool the Germans. That's brilliant counterintelligence. The only problem is when the CIA does it and they aim it at the American people, then they roll out their best liars. That's what being a counterintelligence agent is. And yes, you know, you're trained well to do it and you have to lie on behalf of your country, but it's lying. So if we get the top liars out there talking about advanced technology in the UFO file, you're in deep, deep trouble. And then you have this entire apparatus of so-called independent media and the corporate media supporting this whole thing. Well, you know, the CIA guy said it must be true, right? Well, that's the last place you would go for any kind of truth about the UFO file, which is real, which is demonstrated. And you do have that incredible track deep, deep inside. Now, I'm going to show you something, and I do have it in the X gallery. I think it's Exhibit 5, and it's the Nebra Stone. And part of this panic that's going on that we see deep, deep in the structure among that elite secret population, including the UFO Bilderberg, which I relate as the Cosmos Club there in D.C., that group is very concerned about the Nebra Stone and its predictions. This is something that was found that they dated over 3,000 years ago to some unknown civilization there in Germany. And this depiction of the Nebra Stone shows a storm that basically, it shows an incredibly advanced astrological send-out, but it shows a storm there, kind of a cosmic storm, and how the Earth would be changed as a result of it. Severe geophysical impacts and possibly a shifting of the poles. Now, they've been concerned about this, and the actual discovery of the Nebra Stone is interesting because it went through a number of hands, and the original discoverer of this actually ended up going to prison because the government didn't want this thing out. It moved through these various things, and someone paid close to $1 billion for this. There's an entire secret system of dealing with this in their understanding. So when they're looking at this, when those Earth changes finish out, as have been predicted by a series of mystery school figures in our past that have borne out some really incredible information, the sleeping prophet Edgar Cayce, you know, the Austrian mystic Rudolf Steiner, they've been trying to tell us something, that there was something coming during this period. This advanced technology was going to be in combination with these severe, severe Earth changes. That's what we've been looking at. And that whole elite group is very much aware of it. This is what they've been preparing for. This is why their program is in such overdrive and why they would do things and expose themselves to such a level like they did with the COVID op. They've been building up a sky event, and the sky event will activate the continuity of government program. This is the nature of the problem. This is the thing that we need to get at because it involves NORAD, it involves NORTHCOM, and it involves that entire COG apparatus of the combatant commander. Because when it's activated, that person, who is right now General Guillo, he becomes the complete supreme ruler of the United States. He controls everything, and the president doesn't matter anymore. And we get a list of, he appoints a list of regional governors, and then he secures things until things are safe again and we can have an election. Well, that's the last thing in the world that you want. But that's what is in the COG doctrine. That's law. That's what will happen. Now, they've made it this way, but it is entirely outside of constitutional government, which makes it extraordinarily illegal. And so we're deep in the heart of Texas on this, because when you look at NORTHCOM, you're going to find NORTHCOM doesn't even exist. It didn't have any, you know, place in the Constitution. Even when we're fighting the Russians, we didn't have NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM was created in the artificial emergency after September 11th. That's where the continuity of government program got incredible powers beyond what it had previously, when it was largely set up to survive a nuclear attack. So the United States would be in a perfect position if the leadership was decapitated and they had to revert to this underground government in order to continue. And it's interesting because even the people who set it up originally, like Eisenhower, he was using the incredible thoroughfare of our highway system as the greatest cover in the world. And it's very interesting to note that his inspiration for that highway system was by seeing the Autobahn, you know, when we were rolling into Germany and at the end of World War II. And he's looking at that and saying, wow, this Autobahn was incredible. What a highway system. We need that in America. Well, in order to survive the Cold War, what they figured is we're going to be doing all this stuff on the surface anyway. Let's build a massive tunnel interface that goes coast to coast. The only problem with all of this, and that, you know, underground world has ballooned into millions of dollars and millions and millions of, you know, employees and resources. It's an incredible environment, and yet the public knows next to nothing about it. So that when you talk about COG, it might be a punchline here or there in some headline like, hey, COG, emergency this. But when you go deep into the program, you realize, oh, you know, the people who are involved and their goals and how they plan to utilize it in the effect that they can't get their needs met on the policy end, on the American political system, they're going to roll the emergency because they do not have the ability to govern based on the types of numbers that they have. This is the reality that we face. And I often point out on our Dark Journalist X series show that what is actually happening is there's a kind of a congregation, a confluence of influence, a coalescence of interests getting together. And what they're looking at is that continuity of government program was so secret because it always had the trigger of, hey, this is nuclear. If we get attacked, we need this to be entirely secret. It's a secret government. But they took advantage of that lack of oversight. And what they simply did when they got around to developing NASA to the point where it was so powerful that they started to make, you know, the satellites determining all of our policy, that they switched those secrecy rules into space. That's where you get a secret space program. And that's where people like Gordon Cooper, who were part of the original space program that Kennedy set up through NASA, got very upset. And they said, well, wait a minute, they're scrapping this entire thing. So the greatest anomaly facing us at this point is when they're talking about space, they're talking about, you know, all of these missions to Mars. They're talking about 3i Atlas coming in. We don't know what they've been doing up there for 53 years since 1972. God knows the moon landings themselves were secretive enough. Yes. So when you get into 1972 and then they're like, you know what? No more manned missions. And then Kennedy was crucial about it. He said, it can't be unmanned missions that take the lead on this. It needs to be human insight that drives the process. Well, when they blew up the Challenger in 1986, that was the end of Kennedy's program. This has to be understood that they wanted to develop their program in the background, create the private infrastructure of space, which is where you get companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin and others, and that they wanted that piece out there not to be part of the government control. But look, you have to sign on to DARPA and everything else just to be up there. So they're privatizing it. They used government money, the public's money to develop that program, but there's no representation for average people in relation to this at all. And so that elite system where they developed this, they probably think they are going to go off to Mars or ever and live happily ever after. But all the action really is here on Earth, and that's the key thing. So when we're watching things and we're talking about the UFO file, and when we're getting into this level of journalism that I call dark journalism, you're getting to the heart of it because the UFO file is ultimately the left out piece in all of history. Those fantastic deep state researchers, you know, looked at that field and said, it's got a bunch of unsteady egos and, you know, there's some psychos involved there. There's a lot of opportunists. There's a lot of con men and all the rest. And we'll just stay away from that. So it kept all those people out of realizing that aerospace was at the heart of many of our deep events. For example, the Kennedy assassination. Well, Kennedy wanted to open up that UFO file and share it with the Russians. I demonstrated this in two different documentaries. In fact, President Kennedy was going to meet the scientist, Lloyd Berkner, at the trademark when he was assassinated. Well, let's just look at it as if we were a normal kind of investigator, law person from that period. What is the first thing that you would do when a crime like that was committed? You'd find out what were the events that were taking place. So you could say, well, the president was going to give a speech. But who was he going to give the speech with?
In this case, Dr. Lloyd Berkner. And Berkner had been part of the Robertson panel. He ran the UFO file on the CIA side. And he had very distinct problems with how the CIA was handling the UFO issue. But he was deeply, deeply involved in it. He also is somebody who was a part of the original Byrd expedition to Antarctica. So talk about the secret vault. You know, this guy was a walking secret vault. And there's an entire ceremony that's laid out of Kennedy going to meet him. And the plans were that they were going to helicopter in a flag that was flying over the White House. And Kennedy was going to hand it to him and make this incredible announcement with Berkner by his side. And a number of speculations came up about what that was actually going to be. In Berkner's own letters to his students there at the Scientific Institute in Dallas, he said, President Kennedy, you know, it's most unfortunate, the assassination. President Kennedy was to have given a speech that was going to have staggering international implications. Berkner was a part of it. He knew what it was going to be. And it's very interesting to note that Berkner himself has a very untimely death, probably at the hands of the X-Protect group that maintains the secrecy of that advanced exotic technology. And in fact, he was approached by James McDonald, this rather deep scientific researcher on the UFO file, about a year and a half after the assassination. They get together and they have this meeting, and they have some of President Johnson's people monitoring that meeting. And then Berkner goes off to his think tank. He's about to give a speech in D.C., stops for a hamburger there along the way, goes up to give a speech, bang, he's dead. So these characters have been in there. The X-Share, X-Protect clash is very much like what Alex was talking about in terms of the clash going on in the Trump administration versus these other pieces. And some of that deep state, of course, can get into the administration as well. But it seems like these are different sides of the deep state. It's a dyadic clash that's going on. And when we look at it, we can see that the crucial thing going on now relates directly to space. Now, people, of course, will talk about the clashes that are going on in relation to money and things like that, and how they're going to try to centralize that whole control, and how AI is so prominent in it. Building up in the background is this crucial aspect, where Trump is looking at this and saying, I need to get Lockheed Martin's technology back under executive power. In Congress, they're saying, we have to get the UFO file, some kind of plausible story going. We have these hearings September 9th. Every time we do the hearings, the CIA comes in and blows up the whole scene, and they roll out these whistleblowers, and then the whistleblowers won't show up for the skiff when they're saying, well, I'll tell you in the skiff. I'll tell you all about it. No problem. And then the Congress people say, we have the skiff ready. Where are you? I have the flu. They actually call it skiff flu now. That's Representative Luna coined that. And she said, you know, I'm getting so much heat for this. I might start with the subpoenas for you guys, because you promised one thing and you're not doing anything. That's where it gets interesting, because you have a lot of players deep, deep in that structure holding on to these secrets. So when we find ourselves looking out at the political situation here for 2025, it's interesting to note that the Golden Dome, which is scheduled to cost $300 billion, it's a massive investment, and it's the original, it's Star Wars II, it's the original shield over the United States to prevent it from hitting those hypersonic missiles coming in and zapping them from space. Well, quite fascinating, because it's set to go live the week of the election of 2028. What kind of messaging is that? What kind of how far along the road will this clash have been by 2028, that it's actually the Golden Dome is going to go up during the week of the election? The timing strikes me as just unbelievably incredible when we think about this. So what are we to make of the actions of the Golden Dome? Go back again to the original Star Wars program. What was it originally designed for? Well, it was designed to keep out those ICBMs from the Russians, right? And yet, the key people on the inside who put this out, like Colonel Corso and others, who came out and said, look, you know, I was deep inside that structure. What they were building Star Wars for was a massive UFO defense grid, because they had convinced the president that's where the threat was. And Reagan knew all about the UFO file, but he didn't consider it a threat until they really impressed it upon him in this fashion. That's where the shield came from, and he asked the Russians to go along with them. And they were using that very, very advanced technology, which got incorporated into things like HAARP and weather modification programs. A lot of that comes directly out of the Tesla patent. So you're dealing with the X technology, and it's already so active in the 21st century that the thing that we need to do is catch up. And there's not a lot of time on the public side for us to catch up, not to be a big warning person. But there's no time to waste on CIA people with their, you know, books about imminent disclosure and all that nonsense. You need to get to the heart and the core of it. You need something very potent going forward around this, and to get out of the whole pop click entertainment version of it, because the UFO file information is there. We've revealed it in our own research at Dark Journalist. And, you know, when I've had conversations with Alex about it on this program, we've gone deeper on the subject than you will hear in so many different avenues, even of those who, you know, their entire thing is dedicated around the UFO file. The reason is because the people on the UFO file side do not understand the deep state operations. And what the advantage that they have on the UFO side is that they know there's a UFO file. That's crucial. And so we need to understand that on our side, not as a big freak out or a flip out. It's more of a something where we can understand the actual environment that we're in, because this relates to advanced technology, invisible weaponry, and an entirely separate functioning X protect group, which keeps that information behind a wall of secrecy for what? For their vested interest. That's what we need to really get our heads wrapped around. And the only thing that can stop it is an aware public that gets these facts, because the facts are available. And more of those people on the inside could come forward if we had that type of a public pressure. But in the meantime, what you're getting is a lot of showboating, and that's the superficial version of the UFO file, and it has nothing to do with the real thing. So yes, UFOs are real. The UFO file is real. The CIA disclosure circus show is not. And I think that's really what all of this comes down to. And in closing up this segment, what I'm going to say to you is that there's a history there that runs from Paperclip through NASA, through shutting down the manned missions, through the explosion of Challenger, through the strange quietude until we get the Artemis program to supposedly send us back to the moon, I guess someday. It's 53 years late to what happened in between. That's what a secret space program is, and our knowledge around those programs is going to set the tone and change what kind of a future that we have, and we'll be on a level playing field. So keep that all in mind. I will see you tomorrow night on the Dark Journalist Show. You can join me on YouTube at 8 p.m. Just look for Dark Journalist X Series. Thank you, Alex, and thank you to everyone out there in the audience. Talk to you soon.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars Wars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.